Hi, I'm Common Man.
I'm serious.
I'll prove it.
Me likey. Pee-pee no worky.
See? It's really me. The Common Man and Timmy podcast is sponsored by my friends Care Heating and Cooling. If your air conditioner breaks, that's bad news for everyone.
Especially Saki.
Call my guys at Care and make sure that never happens to you. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com.
When you need a company you can trust.
Now launching the dumbest radio show in America. Welcome to Common Man and T-Bone.
Awesome. Duke's Mayo.
I love to do it.
Get right in there.
They dump that Duke's Mayo on a big fat coach.
I'm in agreement with you.
On a big fat coach.
And they do that at the bowl game. They douse him with mayo.
Why does he have to be fat?
He's fat.
These coaches are all fat.
Okay. Thanks, Tim.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
Timmy Hall.
I will rub one on my face.
And a collection of profane noises.
Coach? No, Dom.
I'm a genetic freak. And I'm not normal.
I want me some glory hole.
I'll keep it in the room.
Stop breathing.
It used to be a lot longer.
The numbers don't lie.
Bah! Bah!
This is stupid. This is man and bone.
Welcome in. Happy Yikes Monday to you. Timmy Hall is in for Common Man today. I'm T-Bone. I'm back. I was gone for a week. Now Mike's gone this week. Panama Ted also out this week. So Bodie is standing in for him. Timmy, it's good to see you, man.
Good to see you too, Bone.
I feel like with your vacation and my vacation, there was a little bit of overlap where we were around each other, but it just felt like we were two ships passing in the night.
Right.
So I'm glad we finally get to hang out.
Right.
So this is good.
I wish we could have crashed into one another. Little crash into me.
Yeah, that's for
but we
just
did.
A Dave Matthews reference.
Right,
that's
right.
Just for that.
Yeah, can you imagine if we would have seen a Dave show?
Well, you know what? That's right. We actually did hang out while I was off last week because we went to the Blink-182 concert. That was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't go to a Dave show with me.
I would with you.
You would?
Yes, with you I would go.
It's not my doing tonight.
Am I going to pay like $175 plus fees just to like stand in the back of a pavilion somewhere like 2 hours away from here? I'm not saying I would do that on my own.
He's done the arenas here. I don't know what the deal is with Dave's tours. Sometimes he comes to Columbus. Sometimes he doesn't. There must be a thing between the three big cities in Ohio, Cleveland, and since he have the more traditional music amphitheaters, like you mentioned. I think he prefers those, but he's done Nationwide and the Schottenstein Center.
Yeah.
Seen him at both places, so I don't know.
I don't know either. But you know what? Next time, if there's a way for us to go, man. I say I would love to go with you, Timmy.
Only if he lost his voice and he needed somebody to pop up on stage. To sing So Much to Say.
I say my hell is the closet I'm stuck inside.
You would be able to do
Can't
that.
See the light.
You'd be able to handle that.
I mean, I'd give it my best go.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Just for the fun of it.
I think you would do very good if they had one of those viral moments where, like, I saw that with Foo Fighters, where they had the
Foo Fighters.
Yes, Christopher Walker would say. The Kiss guy. Do you ever see that video?
No, maybe I have.
Oh, you got to look this dude up.
The Kiss guy.
This is Foo Fighters.
Kiss?
There was a guy in the crowd who had a Kiss like mask on. I don't know why I said Kiss.
Like Kiss. Happy Gilmore's grandma.
Yeah. He had the mask on, but Dave called up and said, can someone come up and play? I think it was Monkey Wrench. And
play guitar?
Can someone hop up here and play guitar on this song? Because I guess he was holding up, that's what it was. He was holding up a sign that said, let me play Monkey Wrench.
Okay.
And the guy was like, seriously, can you do it? And Grohl calls him up there and he just nailed it, hit a solo, the whole thing. It was like, and the guy, he played in a band. He knew what he was doing.
Sure.
But Dave Grohl doesn't know that when he calls this rando dude up from the crowd and say, hop on up here, Kiss guy.
If you got a sign like that, that's begging to come up, you better be an amateur musician. Like, you better be able to play a song or so.
Yes.
If you're claiming you can play a song, hopefully you can do it and not totally embarrass yourself and waste the band's time. I've seen several viral clips with Dave Grohl. I think he's pretty cool in that regard. During the pandemic, he was doing this drum battle with a 12-year-old girl from overseas who was fantastic. That's cool.
I remember seeing that.
There was also some videos of like a 11 or 12-year-old boy that would come up on stage and play electric guitar with them.
Wow.
And he was playing Metallica songs. So Dave would just ask, like, what do you know? Like, what do you know? And he'd say, well, I know some Metallica songs. And so Taylor Hawkins would just start playing like the drum beat to Enter Sandman.
Yeah.
You know?
R.I.P.
And then he would start, yeah, R.I.P. And then he would start playing the rhythm to it. And it was really cool.
Yeah. That is, I love it when bands do that. When it works. More on that later.
Or you could just go up there and shut up and not do anything. And waste the entire moment.
Yikes is coming up at 4:34, so we will talk about that. Maybe I know one of Timmy's yikes is all I'm going to say. Jason's Beef, our guy, Jason Stark, the Hall of Famer, joins us at 5:34. He will tell us, among other things, we're going to talk to him about a guy who is going to do something historic in baseball, and we can predict that it's going to happen. If he is in the lineup, it will be a historic occasion. So all that coming up, and I've got to figure out what I missed from last week, because I got to tell you, I was at a bunch of concerts last week. I kind of unplugged a little bit from the sports world, but then over the weekend started to plug back in, to see what was going on. But around here, I saw that you had Suckin' Candies. I saw that was a big thing.
Yes. Suckin' Candies came back up a couple of times. So I felt that I needed to have a warmer, more welcoming presence at my desk in the office.
I saw that today.
Because, you know, we like to go upstairs. We like to bridge the gap between the two parts of the station, sales, promotions upstairs, and the programming staff down in the basement here. So I go up there, and Max, Heather, has a candy dish. And sometimes, like, you'll roll up there, and she's a diabetic, so she can't eat much of them, which is why she's giving them away. And I think that's very nice. I go up there, I grab a piece of candy, chat for a bit, come back down. So I went out and invested about $20. 60% of it was in the glass dish. And then I brought three or four bags of assorted Suckin' Candies in from Myers. And there we go. We got butterscotch and lime and cinnamon and all the goodies.
I mean, I haven't pitched this to the station, but what needs to happen is, because like around Christmas time, holiday season, right? December, a lot of people go see family. And I don't know how your family was growing up, but my family, there was always a jar, a dish with Werther's. Peppermints are obviously big around that time. I think we need a t-shirt that looks like an ugly sweater that just says on it, Suckin' Candies.
Get you a Suckin' Candy.
And then little like peppermints can be in it, you know, all that. But maybe we get an ugly sweater made. I don't know. But
I think that's great.
I'm just throwing that out there.
Just don't have those little strawberry ones.
Oh, those you're not a fan nasty. with the little cream in the middle? You didn't
it's
like
got
those?
The wrapper is that little strawberry like with the green spinny thing on top.
They're not my favorite, but
no.
Not good for you?
No. And I also like, I'm glad that you say they've got the peppermints. You may as well just have the peppermints. Instead of the candy canes, talk about overrated.
A big fan of that. You don't like just, a long candy cane to suck on. That's not your thing.
No, and I don't want to be sucking on that. The way that they're wrapped.
I don't think you're wrong because it like you have to one unwrap
of
them.
Candy cane go
you unwrap
everywhere.
Them, they shatter.
Yeah, they shatter into a million pieces. Why would I not just want to undo a peppermint candy, which is the same taste, same flavor, same type of sucking capability,
and it has a twisty. At the each end, you untwist
you
and it's right there. Right.
You don't even have to touch it with your fingers. You pop it right in.
Yeah. Candy cane, I agree with you, is overrated.
They suck.
The curve especially.
God.
How many times have you ever gotten one open where it's the full curve?
Sucks.
Never. It's always broken off.
You guys out there, show me a video of you unwrapping a candy cane successfully. I mean, and it has to be one that is wrapped tight. In the plastic. It can't be like the mini candy canes are okay because you can actually pop open the plastic.
Yeah, you just get the whole thing in there.
Slide the whole thing out.
Right.
And you just can crunch the hook part in your mouth.
Yeah, you get that done
the whole
first.
Thing.
Dude, I don't know that I've ever had a candy cane all the way down, like around the bend. I've never, you know what I mean? Like it's always broken off. I've never got it all the way down to where it's like, well, now we're curving and I'm still,
that's Santa
still
Claus lane right there.
By the way, I didn't know when I came in today, we were going to start with, I knew sucking candies were going to come up, but I didn't know we were going to get into candy canes in August.
Well,
but here we are.
Speaking of eating things, the other big stuff that you missed on this, goofy and silly show.
Did you guys eat some more gross food?
We had not one, but two fan cafe segments, and I had to take it on the chin a little bit on Friday. Got some Tool of the Week nominations, as I should have, because we did the Sloppy Joe on Friday.
Okay.
We did a thing called Cowgirl Pasta Salad on Monday. Tuesday. I can't remember which day. I know it was earlier in the week.
I'm already out on whatever.
Oh.
I don't like pasta salad first and foremost. I definitely would not want it to come from the fridge that you're talking about where that stuff sits there for a long time.
If all of these items were good, you say chili dogs, cowgirl pasta salad, sloppy Joe, in a perfect world, I would hate that pasta salad the most. But just because of the meat products and how we're microwaving these old nasty meat sticks or meat sandwiches, the sloppy Joe was just, wow. I mean, that was tough.
Bad?
That was bad? It might not have been all that bad, but just I was too psyched up. I was too psyched out, I guess.
I see what you're saying.
To try to eat that.
Yeah. Well, you're probably just wondering what bacteria is growing on it, what type of disease you may encounter.
The smell to go along with the texture of it. Wet meat.
I mean, didn't they open for Blink-182? Oh, no, that was Hot Milk. I'm sorry. That was actually the name of the band. Yeah. That was the band. Yeah. See,
that's great.
Good,
that's like what we do. You come up with a name like that.
Hot Milk or Wet Meat. Which was the real band? You know what? I don't want to say that. Wet Meat is probably also a band. And you know what? If they are, I hope you're great.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Dirty Dungarees.
Ladies and gentlemen, sucking candies.
Opening for Wet Meat. You know what? Just to cover our bases, I'll just say yikes there because I don't know. That was, yikes. Yeah. So there we go. I missed all that. I also saw and he announced it today on the air. Congrats to Chops. He and J-Lo.
Wow.
Having a baby.
That's awesome.
I mean, J-Lo's having the baby. Chops will be involved.
Chops will be supporting.
He was there. He will be there.
He was, you know what he was doing.
Sure.
You know what his job was.
I will say, Chops, you know how baby announcements have been a thing for years, right? Where they send out these gigantic flowery posts.
Oh yeah.
Chops even did on Twitter. He sent out a nice picture of him and J-Lo in front of Ohio Stadium, had pictures of the little onesie with the script Ohio on it and said, you know, the next 5-star commit for the Buckeyes. Very nice stuff. Good to see that they beat out Iowa in the recruiting battle. I also like that.
I can't believe it.
But Chops came up to me, and I know why he did this. It was very nice of him, because he probably figured, I don't want you to find out on the air since we know each other and we're friends. But I was gone all last week. This was made public in the office last week, but I didn't know because I wasn't here. So he came up to me in the most Chops way possible and just like, hey, T-Bone, just want you to know, I'm about to tell you this on the air, but we're having a baby. Yeah, it's in February. All right. See you later. And
Thanks, Chops. Hey, congratulations, buddy.
It was him to a T. The only way I would want news from Chops to be delivered is by Chops's delivery. I don't want it from someone else telling me like that. No. If Uncle Bo had said it on the air, I would have felt let down. I needed to hear it directly from Chops in that way.
It was nice of him to do that because he came by and told some of us here in the building as well. And so we obviously not knowing. My first thought was, you better be careful, Chops, because if you tell everybody around the building, someone might take that as green light that it's public.
Oh, right. And yeah.
But we didn't. Like, knowing better, we didn't until we knew for sure that he had announced it. And then when I found out he didn't do that until today, I was like, okay, thank God.
Yeah. He posted it on Twitter today.
Right. I could hear him down the way telling the people in the far back cubicle. Mike was down there. Maybe Jen was down there. And I could hear Jen in her loud outburst. You know, oh, and I'm like, oh, somebody's having a baby. I didn't even hear Chops talk. Yes. And I'm like, okay, Chops and Jen, they don't have a baby yet. They're in that range where they might have a baby. It's a normal thing in society for them to have it at this age. Not that they have to. But I heard Jen, and I'm like, yep, that's a baby. And he came by to talk to me, and I was like, let me guess, baby.
Yes.
Like, oh, yeah.
That's, of course. Yeah. Well, I mean, after you heard Jen yell that and then say the F-bomb and then fall down. I believe all that.
Too hot.
That's all happened right there at the same time.
The trifecta.
That's right. That's how Jen Winters receives news in this office. Uh-huh. That's right. One of the biggest NIL collectives could be in trouble. We'll get into that. We've got plenty of Buckeye football discussion, too, coming up next. It's Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
You're going to hit some residual traffic due to an earlier accident on northbound 71 on the north side at Hudson Street. It is still stop and go from 5th Avenue there. We also have an accident on the right shoulder of northbound 71, again on the north side, at Cook Road. This report is sponsored by Bank of America. Bank of America has powerful digital solutions for local and global businesses, so you can make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. Bank of America, NA Copyright 2024. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
murdering brain cells one show at a time. Back to Man and Bone.
You can always tweet the program at Man and Bone 971. You can also jump into the YouTube chat. The live stream is going right now. Just go to YouTube, search up 971 The Fan. Our live streams are there basically 14 hours a day, right? 6 a.m. with Morning Juice all the way through the Buckeye Show every night.
Oh, that's right.
And watch us on TV.
That's right.
Anytime you've got a YouTube access, that's where you can see us. But the chat goes there, too, and we always love hearing from the chat. So check it out right now. 971thefan.com gets you the links to all those places.
It's marvelous, especially the chat on this show. And yeah, all day long, even Bo Bishop, when he is not normally in the Fan studios for the bulk of his show, we got the camera set up for him. And we are getting everything set up for our Buckeye football broadcasts that begin a week from Saturday. We got one more non-Buckeye football Saturday. We've had some classic broadcasts for you guys to snack on for the 2 months leading up to the season. That's how we get supercharged for it when you're out and about doing Saturday things on summer Saturdays, or if you got the garage door open and you're working out there or doing woodworking, because I imagine that's what a lot of people do in their garage that I can't. They woodwork. They build shelves.
When I'm turning my lathe, there's nothing I want to listen to more.
I got that jigsaw going. I'm listening to Paul Keels. Keels and the Jigsaw out on a nice Saturday. Well, we got the Oregon game, the national championship.
Oh, there you go.
That's how we do it. We listen to the last national championship 10 years ago, 2014, 2024. That's how we get ready. So 1 o'clock. And don't you know, I'm sure I'm going to wind up talking to Tyvus.
Oh, yeah, that would be a good idea.
Oh, Timothy.
That would be a good idea.
It is divine.
Tyvus's head joins us here in the studio. I don't know when it will ever leave, but it's here. And it's going to stay here as long as I have anything to say about it. I love having his, what is this, a fat head? Yeah.
It's like the fat head, yeah.
But
it's just, it's the worst picture of Tyvus because
he's not smiling.
He's doing that sixth grade, not even sixth grade, because Jack has been smiling better. It's like when you're in third or fourth grade and they tell you smile and you're just like,
yeah.
You just show your teeth.
You're just gritting. Yeah. You're not smiling.
Hi.
This is college football related. This is John Ruiz, who was the Miami NIL King, as he's been called. The Miami Hurricanes, of course, trying to get back to national prominence. Football and otherwise. Their basketball program's been pretty decent over the years. But obviously the big thing they want to see is football back to 20 years ago when it was actually relevant. Larry Coker era, going back before that. Jimmy
Butch.
Johnson.
Yeah,
Butch Davis, that old thing.
Yeah. Winning titles. Actually competing for titles, not just fake competing to be a 10-win team.
Well, John Ruiz has a company. He is apparently a lawyer by trade, but he has a company called Life Wallet.
Sounds legit.
Yeah, apparently they were a large-scale medical claims company. So he's a lawyer. This is in the legal realm, it sounds like. This company had been one of, I don't know if it's the only reason he is wealthy, but obviously that's something that I'm sure brought him some level of wealth that he had achieved over the years. That is why he was a big backer with Miami and had the means to do that. Apparently he told in an SEC filing, not Southeastern Conference, the Securities and Exchange Commission, two different SECs we're talking about with college football. It's the only one that Miami will probably ever be involved with. But in either case, just, hey, there you go, hey. Sorry. I don't know where the actual, where's the crusty thing?
Hey.
That's what I wanted. Thank you. He apparently told investors in a SEC filing that his company last year had made $7 million in, I hope that's not revenue. It is revenue. Okay. $7 million in revenue.
But wait.
And suffered a net loss.
Wait for the losses.
$211 million.
Oh, boy.
In one year.
I'm sure Christian Laettner got a good chunk of investments in this thing, didn't he?
Oh, gosh. Let's hope not for his sake.
Wow.
But that's so.
$7 million, which is great, right? But wait.
Not great.
$211 million.
That's not $7 million in profit. Like they came away from that $211 million making $218 million. No, they only brought in $7 million. They lost $211 million. I know some businesses do run at a loss for a significant amount of time. Amazon, theoretically for a long time, had never turned a profit because all the money they brought in, they just spent building their empire. But he has now said in this filing, he doesn't know if his business is going to be able to continue. This is the guy who is leading the charge for them to get their own separate stadium outside of having, you know, playing at the Hard Rock or that type of thing. Didn't know if they were going to ever be able to do that. But now that looks bleak for him personally. I don't know what it means for the NIL collective, but you wonder how much of these guys putting their money in, how long that can be sustained if something like this happens to a business, and that's one of the biggest backers of the school. I don't know the answer there.
I mean, businessmen and businesswomen come in all shapes and sizes, and some are very successful, and some don't have any idea what the hell they're doing, right? And a lot of it is based on the economy, whatever, you know, business they go into. I don't know anything about, you know, a medical claims company and how that begins to operate. I don't know how many years that you can operate in losses, but it doesn't seem to me that you can. Is this year one? Is this year one of operations?
He said, here's a quote from him in this filing. I don't know how long it's been in business, but it has been in business apparently for a while.
Okay.
He said the company has concluded that despite the aforementioned financing arrangements, there is substantial doubt about its ability to continue as a going concern, like as a continuing operation. So he said, unless we're successful in raising additional funds through the offering of debt or equity securities, rather, we have concluded it is probable we will be unable to continue to operate as a going concern beyond the next 12 months.
I love that phrase, as a going concern. Yeah. It's gone is where this company is going.
Seems like it.
But he's paid a bunch of money, I'm assuming just himself.
Yeah.
To be, like you said, his nickname, Miami's NIL King. These guys have a thirst to just talk to their buddies at parties and wherever they mingle in the Miami area, right? At all the cool nightclubs where they can wear their shirts with the roast beef popping out with the chain and tell them, oh, man, like that quarterback that we brought in from Houston.
Oh, they love it.
I forked up $1 million to bring him here.
And by the way,
good. Thanks for doing that.
Who wouldn't love to be able to share if you knew, hey, you know that guy that everybody's talking about? We're getting him. It's done. How do you know that?
Oh,
trust me, I know. I'm plugged in. I get it. What I wonder about is what happens to these schools? What happens to these football programs? What happens when the backers of these things, the NILs, that's why they're trying to turn them into businesses that have multiple companies, Fortune 500 companies investing in them, or I don't even know if investing is the right word, pumping money into them.
Just paying.
Right.
Yeah.
Because
just paying money that they have.
Sponsoring, essentially.
Disposable income.
Right. Because if you have it left up to individual investors who have their own individual resources, if those resources suddenly go dry, and I don't know, this guy may have other businesses. This may not be any of his personal wealth. This is obviously a business that he was involved in, though. And you wonder how much of his personal wealth was tied into what this company made. That's just not sounding like it's going to go great for Miami.
It's like you said, though, the thing about the rich that we don't understand is he could have all those losses and still be totally rich and be able to buy on paper whatever he wants to buy whenever he wants to.
Yeah, he may have already cashed out some of this business to other investors or something and has hundreds of millions in the bank that are not going to be touched on him.
Yeah.
Right. But this is not a great look for that continuing to be a source of income for him.
No.
Going forward. So you wonder what that means. It's just the weird world we live in with NIL. And I think that's something to keep in mind as we watch all this stuff.
And it's here to stay.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. There's a fight brewing between NFL players and some Olympic hopefuls. I'll tell you about that next. It's Man and Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
You're going to hit a slowdown due to an accident on the right shoulder of southbound 270 after Roberts Road, and that's on the west outer belt. And keep an eye out for a disabled vehicle that's on the left shoulder of westbound 670 at 33. This report is sponsored by Allstate. Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate, not one based on anyone else. So if you drive safely, you could save money. Good to know. Visit Allstate.com or call for a quote today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The dumb is strong with this show. You're listening to Man and Bone.
Welcome in. Hope your Monday's going well. It is the segment that's not a segment. Yikes. Coming up at 5:34. Timmy Hall is in for Common Man today.
Bone.
And of course, Bodie Wells is here. Bodie, how do you say your name when you jump on to introduce the SportsCenter segment?
I'm Bodie Wells.
I'm Bodie Wells. That's not how you do it.
Oh,
you know exactly how you do
Bodie.
It, Bodie.
This is your time. Go out there and take it.
I can't do it, you know, when I'm not like in the mood.
Here, I'll do it. I'm Bodie Wells. Isn't that kind of how it goes? That's how it goes. Yeah. I like it, Bodie. It's distinctive. What's the thing on the internet now? It's demure. It's, I can't remember the other part of that line. Anyway,
I don't.
It's demure. It's well said. You're good, Bodhi. You do a good job over there.
What are you talking about?
It's a TikTok trend.
Okay.
There's a woman who's doing her makeup.
Hawk Tua, right?
No, it's, don't worry. If you're on Instagram Reels 6 weeks from now, you'll be hearing about how it's demure and you'll be going, demure. Oh, that's what they're talking about. Yeah.
Not John Muir.
No. It's
blaze the trails.
It's
out
a woman
west.
Talking about her makeup when she goes to work and how she doesn't overdo it. She keeps it very understated. It's demure. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, okay.
That's been the thing. That's the sound. I'm T-Bone, hip with the kids. Nope, not at all.
You're TikToking.
Not even close.
You've been TikToking a lot longer than me.
We got the fan TikTok too. With the fan check does have out. A TikTok. Go check it out. It's there. You're going to see more of us on it. I'm quite sure.
I got to get on it.
Yeah, you should check it out.
What should I do for a first TikTok post? Because I am. I'm planning
best
on
thing
getting
you
on.
Can
I know
do,
we have it as a station.
Best thing you can do is subscribe and then not post for 6 months. And just watch all the trends and the reel or, you know, all the posts and everything and learn what people like.
I'm going to get on there and no one will have any idea what I do or what my contact is. And I'll just be talking to the camera, telling people. So if you like what you're hearing right now, shoot me a comment and just hit me with a sub right down here. I'm just going to tell people to sub.
That's a YouTube thing. That's not a TikTok thing.
You guys are smart. You will not.
That's exactly right.
Run in the opposite direction from that account.
Actually, the best thing that I've seen on TikTok that people do, and this is in no way annoying at all, is someone else will do a clever TikTok, and then you can do a thing where you split screen it. So your video is right next to theirs, and all you're doing is literally pointing at the other person's video and being like,
making fun of it.
No, you're saying it's like a good post. Good point. You're not doing anything. You're not adding to it.
You're pointing not talking. And making a face.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There was a guy who got famous doing that, where all he would do is walk into a room and just like point at the video, and then the video would be saying something smart.
I got it.
And you get millions of views.
I got it. What if, I just thought of this because I saw a bunch of emails pouring in from Coaster Bob today, doing some imaging stuff.
Yeah.
And what does Coaster Bob like? He likes coasters. So we have great coasters here in Ohio. I could do like top screen those POVs, and then I could just be,
yeah,
like doing, you know, facial expressions for all the dips and drops of the coasters.
Hell yeah.
It's purely stupid, right?
Yeah.
Because who would watch that?
That's exactly, no. Why would anybody watch that? That's TikTok.
That's someone that's not on the ride. Just making faces of a video that they could just watch.
Yeah.
And make those faces for themselves.
You are, yes.
And enjoy that video.
No, man.
The way you're supposed to.
Right now, what it is everybody's just trying to live the world from our bedroom.
Oh, my God.
Or from your, wherever you look at your phone. Like if it's your bedroom, your living room, wherever you sit there, bathroom, wherever you're sitting looking at the phone. That's what we're now doing. TikTok, Instagram, Shorts. It's, hey, I'm out at the Grand Canyon. You're not, but here we go. Here's the Grand Canyon. That's exactly what's happening.
At least our children aren't tied up into it, though.
Thank God. Thank God that hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
We're all being sarcastic there. So a fight could be brewing between NFL players and some Olympic hopefuls. Here's why. You may have heard the NFL been very adamant.
I've always been wondering about this since the story broke that they'd have flag football.
Like, right.
Yeah.
So the NFL's been pushing to have flag football. Flag football will be in the 2028 Olympics, which will be in Los Angeles. Of course, football in America, we're all aware how big of a deal it is. This is the Olympic version of it. So naturally, just like you have the Dream Team, you're going to want to have the NFL is going to want their players playing in this because they want to have NFL players growing on a global scale. We know the NFL has talked about playing games internationally. We know they've talked about moving to Europe and having maybe a whole league over there for certainly a few teams, possibly. They would like to expand the brand as much as they can. How better to do that than to show some of the NFL players on the international scene where people may not otherwise know of them?
I feel like that would have been made very public, though, or it will be when it comes point in time. The NFL would make that decision and say, yes, players will be allowed.
They have,
I mean, I know just because Joe Burrow and Caleb Williams have sort of speculated that they would love to play, that doesn't mean that they'll necessarily be allowed to, right?
Well, here's the thing. Jalen Hurts was in the promo that they did that said, it's our turn. Like there was an Olympic torch being lit with a flaming football. He looks at the camera and says, it's our turn, 2028. He is the NFL's flag football ambassador. So what does that tell you?
Right.
Well, the fact that they have one.
We've seen dumber promos before.
Okay.
You know?
Like fine.
I've seen U.S. Open promos where they didn't even include Brooks Koepka, and he was the two-time defending champ, and they never even showed him in the thing.
That's right.
So like, I can understand for football's sake, oh, we're going to put our stars up there. But oh, guess what? No NFL guys can play in this ridiculous stuff.
Well,
no chance in hell.
What I'm saying is, the NFL partners with NBC every year. NBC also partners with the Olympics every year.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So the fact
partnerships
that
are abound.
That promo was made not without everybody knowing what was going on. So the NFL clearly has an angle on getting their players into this. They want this to happen. Well, this is news to current USA flag football quarterback, Daryl Doucette, a.k.a. Hoosh Doucette. So Hoosh. Maybe it's Hausch, H-O-U-S-H.
Hoosh or Hausch? Wasn't
I'm
there an
sure.
early Doucette, a Saints wide
there
receiver
was.
Back in the day?
I think you're right. I remember the name. I don't remember what position he was, but
he was a receiver.
Right.
Yeah.
In either case, Daryl Doucette is saying, I'm the current quarterback. No one has told me I'm not the quarterback. Because this has been a sport they've traveled around, played in world championships and all kinds of stuff. They've not been in the Olympics, but now they will be. He is saying, they have a quarterback. It's me. So all those guys are welcome to try out just like I did for this team, but they actually have to beat me out to win this job. So Joe Burrow has hinted that he would like to do this. Caleb Williams has said he would like to do this. I you know, I feel for this guy. I feel for him a bit that he's saying the job's mine. No one told me I'm not doing it. It is going to be 4 years from now, but presumably
yeah, you'll be 39, man.
Is that how old he is?
He's 35.
Okay, yeah, he's going to be older.
Mr. Doucette, we might be putting you out to pasture
all right.
by that point in time
well,
for some more speed.
Well, but also, would you possibly want, let's say 4 years from now, like an Aaron Rodgers wants to say, you know what, I want to do it. I mean, he can't probably run at that point, but.
To him, I say no.
I know that, but I'm saying, don't you think they're going to think about a guy who's just out of, you know, playing and wanted to, if they were doing it right now, and you've got like Matt Ryan's out there, right? Saying he would be open to coming back if offered. Tom Brady saying he'd come back. Like those guys would get a look over early Doucette or whoever this guy is, right?
I mean, I got a former Saints wide receiver. Yeah, that's 47 years old playing quarterback. I'm seeing that Seneca Wallace was in this.
Well, Seneca Wallace
was former Seattle Seahawks quarterback.
Well, Seneca Wallace, they played a game against NFL players. A flag football game, and Doucette's team, the USA flag football team, beat the NFL team of football, of like flag football guys they brought in that play in the NFL. So it's not like these guys are not athletes, like they're not good. They clearly have talent.
It's a specialized game.
Yes.
His point is, but
they've competed against guys who play in the NFL and beat them.
I can see how that can happen. It's the same sport, but the technicalities of it are completely different. The strategy is completely different. And it's just like with anything. If you are, you know, what you would consider yourself to be a professional at this, I don't know if they consider it a professional sport at this point in time or if it's amateur.
Yeah.
With how that works with the Olympics, I can understand how they view themselves as pros if they're the best in the world. They won a world championship in Jerusalem in 21, gold medal in the 2022 World Games. Those were in Birmingham, and they won something called an America's Continental Championship in 2023. So they're very good. I can understand how you bring a team of NFL players that doesn't really mesh together. And it's like Bodie knows this. We got a Team USA. We're not necessarily looking for the best players. We're looking for the right ones, right?
You're damn right, Timmy.
Play for the name on the front of the jersey.
Yeah, when you put that jersey on, play for more than just yourself. Play for your teammates.
That's right.
And the name on the front means a hell of a lot more than the one on the back.
Amen. I mean, it might say Hurts on the back of that jersey, but it
says United States of America on the front.
That don't mean much when we're working 65 hours a week on this craft.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
I think that Mr. Doucette is going to find out very quickly that the
he's
NFL.
Too old.
Well, the NFL's probably going to throw their weight around too and say, I'm sorry, we don't care. We're going to put our guys in this because if they want them to. And now if they don't, then you're right. That won't happen. But
early Doucette is 38 years old.
This is not early Doucette, by the way. This is, what did I say?
Daryl. This is
the
actual, I'm just saying, I found early Doucette.
There
you go. And he's only a little bit older than this guy.
There you go. It's an interesting anniversary today. I'll explain next. You're listening to Man and Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
You're looking at a 5-minute slowdown due to an accident on Cleveland Avenue near Piedmont Road. We also have slower traffic on southbound 270 on that east outer belt between Livingston Avenue and I-70. This report is sponsored by Lowe's. At Lowe's, save big every day when you buy in bulk. Save 10% when you buy one pallet or more of select shingles. Because Lowe's knows pros. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Listen to this show or go to hell. This is Man and Bone.
Well, we've got some news breaking. Timmy Hall is in for Man today. That's not the news, but the news coming from the Blue Jackets. We're seeing this all over the Canadiens. Apparently, Montreal has posted this. Elliot Friedman, I saw, was hinting at it just a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
Montreal Canadiens have completed a deal with the Blue Jackets in exchange for forward Patrick Laine. Montreal's getting Laine and a second-round pick in 2026. Jackets, in return, get defenseman Jordan Harris, so they will be adding to their blue line here. Harris, it looks like, is a left-handed shot. Not a ton of points for him, but a guy who eats up a lot of minutes on the ice. Played in, I think, an average of about 60 games over the last couple years for Montreal, so certainly saw his fair share of ice time.
And it looks like, I mean, most of his good years are still ahead of him.
Yeah, he was
He
was a draft pick in 2018. So he's, you know, a guy, not at all an old player by any stretch of the imagination. So.
Right, right. He's been in the minors. He's had 3 years, like you just said, in the NHL. And he's 24 years old. So looking forward to see what Jordan Harris can do. I'm not going to have the highest hopes that we have a superstar defenseman on our hands. I mean, you don't see that at all when you look at the player that he is. But look, you had to get rid of Patrick Laine, and you already knew that you were not going to get a huge return for him based on what we've seen recently from Patrick not being able to be on the ice for the last season.
But you know what? Even when he was on the ice, he was effective. But he's got to stay, when healthy, taking away the actual, you know, the mental health side of things, the physical health side of things, he has to stay healthy. But also, his production level was not bad here in Columbus. I think it just never panned out to being exactly what Jackets fans had hoped.
No, not horrible. It's just that when you make that deal, you had delusions of grandeur when you're pairing him up with Johnny Gaudreau, and you're looking at what Johnny's numbers were at his previous stop, and you're looking what Patrick Laine's numbers were at his previous stop, and you're imagining what that's going to look like on the ice together, and, oh, we're going to have a couple of 30-goal scores here in Columbus. It's going to be great. Teams, you know, defenses aren't going to know what to do to try to stop these guys, but it didn't pan out like that. And you said it, 138 points in 174 games with the Columbus Blue Jackets.
That's
a disaster.
No,
it's not what I would call decent, disaster.
But that was your top line guy.
That's best player on the team type of stuff. And I mean, you know the drill. We just didn't have any team success with Johnny and Patrick as the two highly paid guys that got big contracts.
Well, I have talked with Ryan Baker a lot about this off the air, just in general, like Jackets, what they need to do, that kind of thing. And I'm pretty sure I'm not wrong on this when we've talked about it. And I think this is good and accurate analysis of the situation. And that is, a guy like Patrick Laine in Columbus as the number one guy, or as a guy on the number one line who has to be your primary dude, I just don't think that was ever destined to work. I think him being on a good team, which that's not to say Montreal is, but him being on a good team where he is the second line guy, or he's on a line with two other absolute A number one guys in the league, something like that, he could be wildly effective. He might be like the biggest point getter on a team like that. I just don't think, for whatever reason here, the way that they wanted to do it under Yarmo, I don't think it was ever destined to work. And obviously it didn't. And clearly we're talking about all the non-mental health stuff aside. I think that's real and legitimate, and you have to do what you have to do. And the Jackets did, right?
Absolutely.
You know, the NHL has this program for a reason. It's a good thing they have it. I'm hoping he got and is getting the help that he needs. But now the Jackets can, you know, he can go deal with that with Montreal. He can, you know, they can move on from him. He can move on from them. And now the Jackets are kind of out of that whole, you know, Yarmo-made situation with Laine, which, remember, that happened
because...
You're
just continuing to move on,
yeah,
right?
You're just moving on.
You're continuing to move on with a new regime New GM, new coach, a lot of new players are jumping in here. And when you have a guy that publicly wanted to be gone anyway, we've all been down that road before, right? This seems like life as usual as Jackets fans. We'd like to get to a day and age where things work and things click so well, where top players for a 2-year stretch don't publicly talk about wanting to be out of Columbus.
Well, you know what?
They would want to talk about possibly staying here.
And you are right. The amount of times it's happened in Jackets history is long and documented. However, it should be noted, guys like Johnny Gaudreau, which there are fewer examples of him, but he decided for whatever reason he wanted to come here. We can all judge that accordingly. Johnny Gaudreau's got to step up this year, and it's got to be a hell of a season from him. I know a lot of people point to his, you know, point total last year and say, well, he was one of the leading assist getters, you know, he was the leading assist guy on the team, had a, I think, top five season in that regard in Jackets history. You need him to be an all world type of player. You need him to show up and be a guy who's like top 10 in the league, at least as far as putting the puck in the net and creating goal scoring chances.
He had 60 points.
Right. That's just not good enough. I don't care who he was playing next to. I don't care all that other stuff.
Goals.
Right. That's not
anywhere. How many were empty netters?
Well, fair enough, right?
Three
I bet
four.
He's probably,
I
mean, double digit. Probably isn't even a fair representation.
Goals for your stud.
Yeah.
Right?
Next year's got to be.
It's got to be.
It's got
to
be.
It has to be different, or the team's just going to be in the same spot.
Yeah.
Statistically.
But,
and in the standings.
I think you're going to see the Jackets, as this organization now is moving on from the Yarmo era, you're going to see more and more of them just looking at players who hadn't gotten the job done or had different issues here and saying, we don't have the loyalty to them that previous regimes had. We're ready, or the previous regime had. We're ready to move on, and we're going to find a better solution. And so, you know what? I think this is not a terrible return for where you ended up.
He was going to be going. You kind of needed to rip the Band-Aid off. Oh, they need some goaltending, though.
Yeah, well,
that would do well.
Talk about situations that are currently open-ended and need to be resolved. That's exactly right. But I think the way they're resolving that one this year is they're just going to play through it and hope that something changes.
Little thing called, you'll see.
Yeah, I'm not particularly hopeful, but we'll see. Maybe it turns around. All right, we didn't get to the interesting anniversary today. We'll talk about that. Plus, OSU misses out on a big-time recruit. Should we all panic or not? We're going to talk about that as well. It's Man and Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
Watch out for an accident. If you're on East Main Street at Drexel Avenue, that's causing some delay. And we have a disabled semi that's blocking westbound 70's off-ramp to Hamilton Road. That's on the east side. It's on the center lane at the end of the ramp. Cruiser on scene there, causing some holdup. This report is sponsored by Mattress Firm. It's Mattress Firm's best sale of the year, Labor Day sale. Save up to $900 on select adjustable mattress sets from Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, and Sealy. Plus, get up to a $300 instant gift for pillows and more. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
No college education, and it shows. You're listening to Common Man and T-Bone.
Welcome in. Happy Yikes Monday to you. Timmy Hall filling in for Common Man today. Bodie is in for Panama Ted. As you heard, the Sports Center big news there. Patrick Laine officially traded. The Montreal Canadiens are his new destination. He, along with a future second-round pick, 2026, on the way there. In return, we get a dude whose name I've forgotten already, Jordan Harris. Jordan Harris.
Is that's the right. guy, yeah.
Defenseman, left-handed shot from Montreal.
Mm-hmm. Massachusetts guy.
Okay.
He's an American kid and has spent all of his years in the NHL level with Montreal so far.
We did talk about it last segment, but I'll just add one more thing on the Line A front.
Mm-hmm.
I wish him well. Like, I think that should be noted that he played. I thought he was okay when he was here. Clearly not what we thought we wanted him to be as a player. Then the issue happened, you know, the mental health break. He had to take that. I totally respect that. I hope he gets the help he needs, and I hope he's fine.
Yeah.
But also, absolutely, like, out of sight, out of mind now for me, other than the mental health stuff. I hope that's
for
okay.
Sure. Yeah.
But I'm kind of, you know, in a way, just glad that the Jackets are now able to move on and they can focus on that drama being done with regards to him saying, look, I don't want to play here.
The way it goes for me with athletes and people that play in this town, and as you get older, a little bit of that red-blooded sports fan mentality goes out of you, right? It's not that you don't care and you don't have a lot of fun watching the games anymore. and can break them down. Cause I really am. Like I'm 40 now, but I still feel just as excited for a Buckeye football season. I mean, with everything that's going on,
oh yeah,
it's really exciting. But unless I know you to be a bad guy, like there are several public things or even things that I may have heard in private from people that I know that are close to these guys. And I know someone to be a bad dude and just hurts people, maybe not physically, but just not a good guy, doesn't do or say the right things, then I'm not going to have any ill will on you.
No.
This is a business. It's professional sports. Does it suck that you didn't want to play here? Yes, of course. Here's one thing I would draw the line in the sand, but this goes for a lot of things. Can we not do a tribute video? He passes the threshold. He would get like a knight. He would get Patrick Laine a knight.
I was just going to say, we may have t-shirts printed up for him when you come in.
I mean, if we get, Sonny Milano gets, the treatment, nothing happened. Nothing of significance happened in the Patrick Laine era.
I just want to say
He's here, now he's moving on to another club.
Right. Personally, I wish him all the best, right? I hope that it works out. I will say this about the players coming in and the tribute videos. I feel like, and I'll give the new regime credit that we haven't dealt with them. We don't know what it's going to be like. But I feel like the previous regime, Yarmo, and then the front office that he kind of created in part, not everyone there, obviously, but a lot of what came out of that front office, they cared, it seemed like, just as much about being respected around the league by other teams as they cared about kicking those teams' asses. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe a little bit. I don't know.
Like, it feels like it didn't matter if we were going to lose 5-0 this team. That video for when their guy, our former guy, comes through, it better be so good so we can show all these other players, see, if you come here and then you leave for a big pile of money somewhere else, we're going to make a tribute video for you. And I've never understood why that matters. Maybe that's just a thing in hockey that's done everywhere. I don't go to a lot of NHL games outside of Columbus, so maybe every other team always does this, but I've never thought that's something that you need to do. I would actually like to do the opposite. When that guy comes in, you put all of his career lowlights up and you say, this is why we got rid of him. This is why he sucks. I don't care if he's got 40 goals for you this year. I hate him and everybody should boo that man. That's what I'd rather you do if I'm the Jackets, but I know they don't roll like that. They want to be liked by everybody. I don't want to be liked by everybody. Nobody likes the Boston Bruins.
Right.
Nobody likes these good teams.
And when teams are cocky, you say boo.
Yeah.
You say boo to that.
Brad Marchand sucks. I hate his guts. You know what? I'd love to have a Brad Marchand on this team. I'd love to have someone who could like just go out there every night and annoy everyone.
How about a bunch of goals? How about a Tom? Do you want one of him?
You know what? That dude is dirty as hell.
Whatever. You know? Maybe not like to be that dirty and go headhunting, but somebody that'll really ruffle the feathers.
I would like a head injury, Mr. Wilson. Yes, I would like a Tom Wilson who doesn't injure people in the head. But you know what? Comes really close. Like, yeah, like I want someone who's going to be extremely physical and hated by the rest of the league.
Maybe the lower neck area, not the upper neck and head area.
Collarbone.
The shoulder blade area.
That's totally allowed.
I want you to go hard at that area.
I'm just pointing out, I know they'll do one. I don't need an overdone tribute video here. I'm done with tribute videos. Let's go with, hey, we hate your guy, and we're sad that he's gone. Now, that said, I do wish Patrick Laine the best. I don't need a tribute video when he comes back, but I know he'll get one. Sonny Milano, to your point, got one. He's going to get one.
And the fans, the Jackets fans, when we get together as Jackets fans, that's just sort of what we've trained ourselves to do, is to be the good Columbus fans.
Yeah.
Right?
I know. Well, it's like how we all, Mike and I have talked about this, how we used to care. Oh, what do people think when they come in for the All-Star game or when they've come in for these various things that we've hosted? And it's like, I don't care what the traveling media thinks. I don't care that they hate the cannon. In fact, I love it. I think we should make it louder. I know you don't like, you're not a huge fan of the booms, but you've gotten used to them, right, Timmy, over the years?
I have, finally. It took a good amount of time, too.
I know.
I am not the guy to talk to because I think I'm naturally sensitive to loud, sharp noises. But by the way, why do we not... If we're looking for something else to do, and I don't even think this one would be silly because it's already right there, but I saw Deebs was out as the igniter, the match igniter.
Oh, yeah.
And this is no offense.
Jake Tiedler was out for the crew game.
Look, this is something that I care less about because the crew win championships.
Yes.
So I don't have as much of a problem with, but on the surface, I think that is really corny. You look at what the Browns are doing. They're like, let me smash this guitar. They love, bang, bang,
let me tell
bang.
You, the Haslams love a prop.
Right? I bet they're busting through. So at the crew games, you guys have seen them. We're busting through a fake brick wall.
Uh-huh.
We kind of pump it up, and Deeb's like, you don't know what to do with your hands, right? And so Deeb's points to the logo like you should.
Yeah.
He did a little ray gun. Point to the logo, like the Aussie break dancer.
Yeah.
I saw it, Deebs. I saw you watching Ray Gun.
Yeah.
And then he goes to the little TNT and goes, beep, and it just throws stuff out there. The jackets can just have the cannon blaster. Because you're going to boom the cannon anyway.
Right.
When you're ready for pregames, you just have your celeb do it at that
point.
Have
a celebrity blaster. I think that's great. Yeah, a cannon blast. Someone who fires the cannon.
A blaster.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think that's great. You are right, though. The Haslams do love those prop exploding gimmicks because they have the rock
Trick
guitar thing they do up there with the amp for Browns games.
How old is that? How long they've been doing
it? Like a couple, literally around the same time they started doing the Match Igniter thing with the crew.
Yeah.
Same thing.
It doesn't seem like a very dog pound type of thing.
It's not. But you know what? The Haslams are worth billions. Who's going to tell them no?
Should have
the people who get their paychecks from them? No.
Somebody should stand there and then a fake beer bottle gets smashed over your head. That should be how they start things.
I totally
up.
Agree. Well, that's what they're doing. So now we have the Jackets news out there. We'll continue to bring that up from time to time here on the show. But let's get to what we were planning on talking about, which is David Sanders Jr. He commits to Tennessee. Who is he? If you're not familiar, he is a 5-star 2025 offensive tackle that was, Timmy, you know this better than me, like the number one target for Ohio State.
Pretty big fish.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty big fish. And I think when you looked at it, Bone, you look at where all the talent and how it's been sorted position-wise, and the Buckeye football recruiting class has been stellar, right? It's been awesome when you look at the work that they've done with their defensive backs at the top of that class, and Tavian St. Clair, obviously, has been making waves, and on some services, he might be the number one player in the country, which I'm so excited for him, and we talked about him on the Buckeye show for months and months, talked to his high school coach, and to have a quarterback like that that's from the state of Ohio is really cool, but you would have liked to have David Sanders protecting him for the foreseeable future. Now, again, trying, like, I know your school of thought is high school recruiting is all well and good, but a lot has to happen between now and when letters of intent come into place. We know we have name, image, likeness. We have all sorts of, you know, deals that could,
well,
you could have a, with Tennessee's NIL budget, who the heck knows? Like we talked about with Miami's, you know, Ruiz, the NIL king there. Something could fall through. OSU could still keep in contact with him. He could change his heart, change his mind.
Here's where I'm at. Like, I've seen a lot of, and rightfully so, a lot of people who follow this stuff online, the I don't want to say the message board guys, but I mean that a little bit in the sense of the people who that is their one team they follow is just Ohio State football, and they follow it to the nth degree. They are up on every one of these recruits.
Absolutely.
That group of people online are very much not happy with Justin Fry, the offensive line coach for Ohio State, because the recruiting battles seem to be getting lost on the offensive line front over and over and over
again.
They're
not getting those high-powered offensive linemen at the same rate of some of these other positional coaches are,
right.
Like Brian Hartline and Tim Walton.
And so some obviously rightfully so thought, maybe not rightfully so, but some thought Justin Fry should be gone after last season. Offensive line play was abysmal in that bowl game.
It was.
But that,
in the big
that
games
may not be,
last 2 years.
That may not be an indicator of what can go on, but Ryan Day stuck by him. Here's what I'm going to tell you. David Sanders Jr., it's not over that he's not going to be a Buckeye next year. I know he committed. We know how that goes, right? But further than that, what happens this year if Ohio State loses the wrong two or three games? Ryan Day's done, right? There's a chance you lose a couple games, but you win the right ones and
don't
he could be in the
that.
Playoffs. No, you can lose a couple games, still get to the playoffs, still win a national championship, believe it or not. But if they lose the wrong games, Ryan Day could be gone, and we're not even talking about this, right? If they win the games they're supposed to and beat Michigan and get to the Big Ten championship and beat that team, they're going to be a 1 or 2 seed probably in this playoff. That'll be before National Signing Day, the early signing period with this David Sanders kid. You don't think he might change his mind?
Absolutely.
There's a possibility. I'm not saying that to minimize. What I'm saying is even if Ohio State goes out and wins the national championship, he could jump out of his letter or not even sign it in the early signing period.
And you're talking about a guy that is so talented and viewed to be so talented where he shouldn't have to worry, even at a place like Ohio State, where, oh, I don't know if I'm going to win a starting job. Guys like that aren't thinking that way. And there's a good difference between Ohio State and Tennessee as compared to Ohio State and Georgia here in 2024.
What I'm pointing to is that recruiting battles, this, you're right. 5 years ago, I would have been like, man, this sucks. We're never getting that dude. That's awful. That's not how this works. He could go play Tennessee for one season, be awesome, and then say, I want more money. And Tennessee goes, sorry, we paid you everything we've got. And Ohio State says, hey, we're still here. Don't give up on this yet, all right?
Hey, you got Caleb Downs on this team.
The reality, yes, exactly. And how did that, wasn't that a recruiting battle that we lost?
Lost, and then here he is.
Yeah. So I'm trying to say, I'm not saying Justin Fry isn't doing his job. I'm not saying any of that. I'm saying, how about we wait until, not wait to pass judgment, but this season, we know the stakes. The stakes are all there. If they win, all this will be forgiven. If they lose, everybody's probably gone. That's how this probably goes. So I'm not going to freak out about one piece of that until we see this whole picture.
Yeah, would have been nice, but look, Buckeye football, always the rule of thumb to have with recruiting.
But this is all we have right now.
Buckeye football goes on.
We're waiting. 2 weeks from now, we'll have other things. But right now, we're still in that point of like, we have to see the wins off the field before we can see them on the field.
Let's start the machine here.
Yeah. I will panic when the appropriate panic time comes, believe me. College game day is going to look a little different this year. We'll explain next. It's Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
You're going to hit some slower traffic on southbound 270 on the east outer belt from Livingston Avenue to I-70. And we also have a slowdown on eastbound 70 on the east side between Hamilton Road and 270. This report is sponsored by Put-in Bay Chamber of Commerce. Ferry Captain speaking. We've departed to Put-in Bay. Visit museums, caves, and nature trails, golf, charter fish, or fly in a biplane. Finally, sit down for great food, beer, and wine. Plan your weekday getaway at visitputinbay.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Your undisputed leader in talking about nothing. This is Man and Bone.
Common Man and T-Bone brought to you by the Hinderer Motor Company right here on The Fan. Timmy Hall in today. Common Man is off. Panama Ted out today. Bodie Wells is in producing the show. I'm T-Bone. I'm back from a week-long vacation where I missed everything from sucking candies to
Fan Cafe,
more food eats. Chops and J-Lo was announced today having a baby, so congrats to them.
Common Man's deal, the intro to the Fat Boy food tip.
Yeah.
I think he'd already been devolving that with you the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Where he's just screaming gibberish
Yeah, he doesn't even say
Fat
Boy.
I'm a quicker Fat Boy food tip.
Don't get your hopes up. We're not doing that yet. It's later in the show. But
you gotta have time for a fat
boy.
He
used to say like Fat Boy food tip like that. Now it's just
at least there's the decency to move away from the microphone.
Well, that's an old
you're gonna scream, right? That's an old trick.
This is why we're pros, Timmy, is because we've learned over the years instinctively, if I'm gonna yell into a microphone, I don't bring it closer. I move away so it sounds as if I'm yelling. It enhances the effect.
When you want to whisper to somebody,
that's when you get close.
That's when you get nice and close.
We touch these things with our mouths.
These are our own.
I know, but everything I've said for probably the last 10 years, the spit, including when we were at home, it's the same cover, the spit from my mouth, any chunks of anything.
You don't clean it every so often with a Clorox wipe or anything?
Are we supposed? No.
I would. I do.
See, this is what happens, Timmy. In my head, I know this is gross, but then whenever I think of cleaning it, I go, well, it's just my stuff. What am I going to get on it?
Have you gotten sick from it, to your knowledge? I mean,
I don't know. I mean, I've gotten sick over the years about the average normal time I did radio. So
I would say leave it as is because whatever germs are on it, they're probably the good germs, right? You got to have some of the good germs or else you just be sick all the time.
Yeah.
Like when you take your kids who are in a, you know, pristine environment and then send them to school sick.
Oh, yep,
right away.
Oh yeah,
can't handle all those germs.
That's exactly where
overload
we're at. By the way, the segment that's not a segment, Yikes, that's coming up later, 4:34. Jason's Beef, 1 hour from then, 5:34, we'll talk to the Hall of Famer Jason Stark. So College game day going to look a little different. Paul Feinbaum has joined the chorus of people who are going to tell you that Nick Saban is going to be great on this thing, because Nick Saban of course will be on College game day. The former Bama coach, the coaching legend.
I mean, he's Nick Saban.
Well,
he's Nick Saban, right?
Yeah, but Mike and I bring this up all the time. There are guys who are great on TV. There are guys who are not. we've seen little snippets of Saban, right? He does. He was on some of the bowl game coverage last year. I don't know why I'm blanking on this. The playoff coverage last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he was good on that. But, you know, Wayne Gretzky is the greatest of all time and sucked as a commentator. Like, he's not always great on that. He can occasionally give you good stories. Occasionally, he can be as exciting as a bowl of oatmeal. So Nick Saban, I think this is the dynamic I'm curious about, Timmy. You know, you've done this and you've done it more than I have, talking with former players, former coaches, having people on all the time. How much do you think it's going to be?
Will he divulge?
Well, it's going to be difficult when you're sitting on that stand, when you're sitting up there, you're in Washington, you know, for a game.
Mm-hmm.
And someone asked you a question about Bama. How's their offense looking and what do you think they're going to do? And they ask Desmond Howard that. Desmond Howard is going to see the guy who recruited that whole team. And is he going to say, I tell you, I think that offense is overrated. Or is he going to look at Nick Saban and go, well, I don't know. You tell me.
You're giving Desmond Howard way too much credit.
Because well, I don't know. Fine. Herbie.
He is awful. I don't know how much he cares about any of that.
Pat McAfee, any of the guys that are on this show, when they see Nick Saban sitting there and someone asks them, like, what do you think of that offense? And then they're going to kind of look at him and go, well, I kind of think that offense sucks, coach, but what do you think?
I think you're overselling this.
Feinbaum said he was overwhelmed by Nick Saban because it's like, how are you going to argue with Nick Saban? He's the guy.
Well, come on, Paul. Like the fact that Paul is worried about that as well has to tell you something. I mean, the shows that he does, this guy's been on the air, on camera, on mic for how many years? And he lives, sleeps, and breathes SEC football. He's talked with these guys. How would he be starstruck about anything? Your opinion is just your opinion. And I would think that part of the fun of that, because you're going to know Nick Saban, you're going to break through that mold. If he's going to do the show with you, he's in the club, right?
Yeah.
And he might, I don't know what the travel arrangements are going to be, or the hotel, or having dinners the night before, what that's going to be like. But I would imagine you'll develop some kind of a friendship, at least working relationship, and you'll have some fun doing it. Who cares about all that stuff? That would all be part of the fun of the show. You think Shaq and Ernie, and I'm now pointing to maybe one of the best sports shows that we've ever had, because they could all just say, we don't bleep and care. Shaq, I don't care that you're the best center that ever played. Chuck, that you've never won championships, but you're also one of the better power forwards ever play.
Yeah.
We don't care about anything.
I think all those guys are in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
I think Kenny
and Ernie, I'm sure, is in the broadcasting Hall of Fame. He better be.
My point is, in that show, to your point, all those guys have their own respectable accolades they could point to in the game.
Yeah.
What's Kirk Herbstreit going to tell Nick Saban about football? Kirk Herbstreit was a failed quarterback here at Ohio State. We watched him. Now, mm-hmm. He's been a tremendous broadcaster. He's fantastic on the
Absolutely.
Air.
Absolutely.
I hate his guts, but I can't disavow that he's good on the air. Nick Saban, though, is going to say, Kirk, you don't know what you're talking about here, blah, 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 blah. And Kirk Herbstreit's going to curl up in a little ball and suck his thumb because you're not going to argue with Nick Saban.
If that's what Nick wants to do.
I hope he does.
If he wants to make jabs like that.
I hope he runs over these guys.
That's his choice to make.
That's what I'm talking about.
I agree, just because Nick Saban was one of the GOATs doesn't mean he's going to be a great broadcaster. My only point was that I think I've seen enough in the clips that I think he's going to bring something kind of funny and something spicy to this. Like, I think Tom Brady is going to be pretty damn good at this.
We'll find out, right? We're going to get to see all this. I will make my point one other way. A few years ago, and this speaks more to me, I don't know that all these other guys on TV will do this on College Game Day, but years ago I got asked in this job to go judge a chili cook-off. They had a chili cook-off. Local place wanted us to come out. So I was part of a 3-judge panel. It was me, another radio dope. The third judge was a guy named Cameron Mitchell. So we're sitting there judging a food competition.
Couldn't do it with
Cameron Mitchell of Cameron Mitchell Restaurant's fame. Super nice guy.
Rubbing elbows up there.
Are you kidding me? You don't think I asked for gift cards?
The way that the ground beef was minced in this
let me tell you how this went.
That packet that they dumped in there from Myers.
Every single time, here's what happened. Me and the other radio idiot, we would eat our chili. Cameron Mitchell would eat his chili. We'd all kind of look at each other and go, That is interesting. And we would turn and look at Kara Mitchell, and you could see him going,
you know, it's exactly the spice blend.
Too much cumin in this one. And we'd be like, that's what I was thinking. Cumin. It's too much cumin, right? Like,
not enough pepper flakes.
What am I going to do? Argue with the guy who started a restaurant chain and be like, I don't know, Cameron. I think you got your palates off on this one. This is great. No, I feel like Nick Saban could have that effect on your college game day, because now he's not. Even when Lee Corso was going, right? Lee Corso was a coach. He played. I'm not talking about now, but I'm saying back in the day when he coached, he would give it back to these guys. They could argue with him. I hope they can argue with Nick Saban, because I think that'd be highly entertaining. McAfee certainly will do it. He's not afraid of getting kicked in the teeth.
Right.
He does it for a living on WWE.
Part of why you have a guy like that is to help everybody else along in those games that they're going
to
play.
You have to. But I'm very curious to see how all that works out. It should be a lot of fun to watch.
Jokes about Cameron Mitchell's failed restaurants.
That would have gone over. And then he could have said, how about all your successful ones, T-Bone? How have those gone? And I'll be like, you're right. You got me. Yeah. I got none. I got nothing. Either way. Yikes is coming up next. The segment's not a segment. It's Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
You'll find traffic is moving slowly on eastbound 70 downtown between the 71 West Split and 4th Street. And watch out for an accident that's on the right shoulder of eastbound 33 at 270 on the west outer belt. Police are on scene there, causing some delay. This report is sponsored by Lipton Iced Tea. Relaxing by the pool in summertime. Could it get any better? A cooler of Lipton Iced Tea. If only you had something to pair it with. Someone order Uber Eats. Do summer the easy way and get $5 off your next Uber Eats order and select Lipton 12 packs. CPAC for details. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Back when I was banging, this show slapped. Whatever the hell that means. You're listening to Common Man and T-Bone.
Welcome in. Hope you are having a tremendous Monday. We'll do Yikes in just a moment. But before we do that, let me tell you about my friends at Able Roof. They'll get the job done in one day with 24-hour turnaround on most jobs. Done in a day, good for a lifetime. Able Roof has been voted the number one roofing company in Columbus for 22 years in a row by Consumer Choice Awards. You know that, though. You've heard me talk about it. You've also heard me talk about their summer promotion. No payments, no interest till 2026, and up to $1,000 off a new roof, siding, and windows. All of that when you call Able Roof today. 614-444-ROOF at 614-444-ROOF for Able Roofing. Now, Timmy, who is joining me, as we love to do, it's time for our yikes. Bodie Wells also in for Panama Ted today, so I will start us off here. My first yikes is going to go to John Rahm, your guy, Timmy. I know you love him.
Oh, what's he saying now? I know what he's saying.
The LIV golfer, who he has technically not said anything, but it is known that he's not thrilled with being basically relegated to four events a year that people care about, and then everything else, those are the majors. Everything else is a LIV event. No one watches these things. No one pays attention. Right. So apparently, there is an unnamed veteran tour insider who told Golf Digest's Jaime Diaz, quote, "I am 100% positive that if John could give the money back to the Saudis and come back to the tour, he couldn't write that check fast enough. He doesn't like the fact, basically, that he is now only a noted golfer when he's playing in the majors. Otherwise, no one really cares what he's doing." Yikes. Go figure, John. You take the $400 million. That's what the money's for.
Still moron.
As one famous ad executive once told us, that's what they paid you all that money for, is to be irrelevant. You wanted the money more than you wanted the relevance. Now you got to sit in the soup, I guess, for yourself.
Made all these great points about why it sucked.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to join it. Well, and then complain the other way.
Exactly right.
All right.
So there you go. Yikes, John Rahm.
Tua Tagovailoa, not Hawk Tua, he was speaking about something this weekend, and it makes you think about how we're supposed to teach and coach, and by, you know, building up and lifting up, or do we belittle, demean, and tear down? That last part doesn't sound good. He told Dan Le Batard that Brian Flores was a stark difference to Coach Mike McDaniel. Tua said, to put it in simplest terms, if you woke up every day and I told you you suck at what you did, that you don't belong here, you shouldn't be here, this guy should be here, you haven't earned the right, yikes, man. Now, that doesn't mean that some individuals aren't okay with tough love. Bodeman loved it when I used to scream in his face, use all the bed music in your update, you idiot sandwich. But there is also a difference between tough love and when the yelling is done, pulling a guy to the side to build him up. It certainly feels like a rough experience for Tua. And after a game against Flores last season, he showed his feelings on Flores by being succinct. Asked if he spoke to him after the game, Tua just said, nope. yikes.
Bodie.
All right, guys, my first yikes is going to go to one of the finest baseball teams we've ever seen, the Chicago White Sox. This probably could just be a theme every single Monday. On Saturday, the Sox fell to the Astros 6-1 in Houston. With the loss, the White Sox were eliminated from postseason contention with about 6 weeks left in the regular season. It is the earliest a team has ever been eliminated from postseason contention in the wild card or divisional era, which dates back to 1969. Yikes. After another loss to Houston yesterday, Chicago is now 30-95. When you just say that out loud, it's hard to believe. They're on pace to lose 123 games, which would break the modern era record. Good news for the club, though. I say that sarcastically. They can't even pick in the top 10 of the next summer's MLB draft due to league rules. Yikes.
Bad all around. Yeah, they were not trying to tank this year, but it is a tank nonetheless. So this is a bad way to get a red card in a soccer game. In Peru, the Copa Peru match was going on between Atletico Awajun and Cantor Cillo. Can't or tell you I've ever seen either of those teams play. However, Atletico's player Sebastian Munoz was forced to leave the field after getting a red card. So did he jump at the leg of another player and have a reckless challenge, or maybe he had accumulated two yellow cards, which results in an automatic red card? No. While the keeper for Cantor Cillo was down on the ground receiving medical treatment, everyone's standing around. Ball was out for a corner kick, and our friend there, Mr. Munoz, walked over to where the corner flag was. This particular stadium in Peru, not a lot of stands in this area. It was just a big fence, and then it looked like empty field behind that. He thought, what an opportunity. I can use the bathroom. I've had to go this whole game. Now I can take my chance. So while they're attending to the guy on the field, he just walks over, pulls down his britches, and has a little number one right there on
the
field.
Pulls down his britches?
Well, I mean, you know, just...
I mean, just opens the gate, right?
Yeah, opens the gate. I mean, they don't have zippers on him, Timmy.
It would be great. It'd be great if he pulled his pants down to his ankles just to be...
like a kindergartner at the urinal. Yeah.
Right. What are you doing, Munoz? What?
Either way, I'm peeing. Still, what are you doing? You can't do that on a soccer field. He got red carded and said, that's terrible.
Yeah, the way kids pee.
Don't do that.
All right, speaking of the bathroom here at work today, folks. Yikes.
Oh, sorry.
It's not bad enough. You heard me talk about it before, but I do not know where the cereal crapping has come from down here with some of our TV buddies. It's beyond an epidemic. I walked into one of our solo shop bathrooms today, and instantly the bowl is stuffed with brown-colored toilet paper. Disgusting! Sure, there are automatic flushers, and the sensor might not read it, but there's a clear and obvious black manual flush button on the front. Who in their right mind can leave a bathroom in that kind of condition? You're walking around the bathroom. You have to look at the sink. You'd see it. I don't get it. We need to have electronic recognition that catches people in the act that leave the bathroom in these conditions. We have a pleasant woman now working in our area, and Nicole, 10 TV sports reporter. My God, the fans' bathroom this afternoon. Yikes.
Disgusting.
All right, guys, I wrote this down as my third one, but I'll continue the theme and make it my second one. My second yikes is going to go to Gozdur Churilis. Now, if you're a big Boston College fan, God bless you, first off. But if you are a big BC fan, a Lions fan, Colts, or Buccaneers fan, you might remember that name. Churilis, he played for BC from 2005 to 2007. Then he spent 5 seasons in Detroit, 2 in Indianapolis, and then 2 more in Tampa Bay before he retired from the NFL in 2016. Well, over the weekend, a Delta Airlines flight that was heading to Dublin, Ireland, that is, not Ohio, from Boston, it was diverted and forced to return to Logan International Airport because an unruly passenger, Churilis, he urinated on another passenger on board. Police said troopers boarded the aircraft after they were alerted of the incident around 2 a.m. on Sunday, and then they verbally commanded that he leave the plane, but he became irate and uncooperative. Eventually, they were able to escort him to the jet bridge, and they placed him under arrest for disorderly conduct and disturbing a flight crew. Now, sometimes, you know, you hear of a public argument, maybe you want to hear both sides, but when a man is urinating on another person, yikes.
Yeah, this must be why they have clothing stores in airports. I always wondered why that was.
Some people have trouble peeing on a plane.
Not him.
I wonder if he pulled his pants all the way down.
Right.
Around his ankles.
My third yikes will be short and sweet. We dropped off the youngest kid today to pre-K, alternative kindergarten, technically. I realized today as I was doing that, I just had my 42nd birthday last week. I'm going to be 56 years old when this kid gets all the way out.
I know.
But it hit me, though, that the journey was starting, and that's the last one of our three kids going through the school. Also, Fish today reminded me that as a 42-year-old, I have now been 21 years since my 21st birthday. I'm old. Yikes.
All right, Bone, the yikes from the Blink 182 concert last week. Lead singer Tom DeLonge truthfully is not feeling great, losing his voice. Late in the show, they decided to do something fun, right? Give someone a chance to have a lifetime memory. Sing first date with them. So they pinpointed the lucky Blink fan to come up and belt out their best whiny, blinky, plunky voice. Where are you? And I'm so sorry. I know that's not first date. So this woman comes up in a white tank top, and she's there to sing. She just meeped, mooped, and then stood there in total silence.
Yeah.
Knowing how much that stage fright could take over, she didn't take the plunge. And the secondhand embarrassment was a giant, big yikes. People out there could have had so much fun with that, going up there to sing. She went up there and did nothing.
Dorian, right? Was
nothing.
That her name?
Dorian.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yikes. It was bad. Folks, if you were there, you saw it. It was bad. I felt for her because I thought maybe she couldn't hear the music or something because they don't have in-ear monitors for you when you run up on stage. But outside of that excuse, bad. Yikes. Bodie?
All right, guys. Last yikes for me. It's going to go to ESPN. On their website today, they released their latest edition of NFL Power Rankings, and with each team, they listed who has the hottest seat within the franchise. At number 11 is the Dallas Cowboys, which I thought is reasonable as a Cowboys fan, but more notably, they gave the hottest seat to Jerry Jones. Yikes. Let's do a quick recap, shall we? Since they won the fifth Super Bowl in franchise history in January of 1996, that was almost 30 years ago, Dallas hasn't been to an NFC title game since then. In fact, they've only won four playoff games since then, so just over one a decade. It's been awesome. Oh, and good news, though. Just like last week, Sportico released their franchise valuations, and the Cowboys were number one on the list at just over $10 billion. With a B, they are the first NFL franchise to surpass $10 billion. And I can say this as a lifelong Cowboys fan, they don't win, they keep breaking in money. Jerry Jones' seat is not hot. In fact, it's probably ice cold. Yikes.
Yeah, who's going to fire him?
Exactly. Yeah.
It's him.
How about Mike McCarthy or Dak or basically anybody else within the franchise outside of Jerry?
Doesn't make it. All right. I'm sure if we read the article, it'd make
more
sense.
We need to do dumber stuff and say dumber things.
I guess.
And worse things.
That's right.
Get him out.
If you play football at Georgia and drive recklessly, it probably won't come back to haunt you at all. We'll talk about that next. It's Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
Traffic is moving slowly on southbound 270 on the east outer belt between Main Street and I-70. And you're going to run into a delay on westbound 670 between 71 and 3rd Street. This report is sponsored by Donato's Pizza. Every piece is important. It's time to square off against overpriced dinners with Donato's all-new bakery crust pizza. A square-cut, thicker bakery-style crust with Donato's fresh toppings. Now get two one-topping bakery crust pizzas for just $19.99. Order today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Best known for their contributions to the fast food breakfast world, this is Man and Bone.
Timmy Hall is in. Panama Ted is out. So Bodie is in as well. Mike is out, in case you didn't catch that. I kind of jumbled that all up. Anyway, Tim's here. Bodie's here. I'm T-Bone. I'm here. We will talk to REI Jason Stark. He'll be here at 534 on the phone. Jason's beef coming up then. We'll talk baseball with him. Also, if there's any place Common Man or I are going to do our banging, there's only one place we're going to go for our gambling, and that's going to be Hollywood Casino Columbus, the sports book there. 12,000 square feet of just the best gaming action, tons of TVs, humongous screens, all the food and beverage you want, plus the great company of other people who listen to this show, right? You may be there and suddenly see one of the other people who's on the YouTube chat or one of the other people who's listening to our show. Maybe one will have a Man and Bone shirt on and you'll go, hey, that's cool. That person's probably just like me. Weird, but in a good way, and not maladjusted or whatever. They're great.
There's
anyway.
There's a PPS No Workius t-shirt. He's going to place a $6,000 bet.
There you go.
How about that?
Hollywood Casino. That's Scotty Vegas, actually, who's doing that right now. Just placing the $6,000. Just you said $6,000 bet.
It.
I knew who it was. Hollywood Casino Columbus, the sportsbook there. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. So
boy, Scotty's got a big bankroll, doesn't he?
He's doing good. Seems to be doing pretty well.
My
pretty well.
God.
What's the phrase we like to say when we find out about stuff like that, Timmy?
Must be nice.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Once we get your sucking candy shirt made, I think a must be nice shirt also needs to be made.
You made me a must be nice shirt
out
of the blue sky.
I did.
You made it in Mets colors, though, you sick son of a bee.
No, I tried to make it in Kansas Jayhawk
it's
colors.
Blue and orange.
No, but it was supposed to be red and it didn't print right.
All right.
That's what happened.
Yeah. Yep.
And I already bought it, so I said, well,
it's
here,
what happens
you can have
when
it.
You go with a cheapo vendor, Bone?
I was doing a one-off shirt. I didn't know. Next time I'll be better.
Don't do nice things for people.
I know. I should never do that. You're exactly right. So have we figured out, I'm sorry that I don't know this. The guy who is the linebacker for Georgia who got in trouble for driving erratically. It's S-M-A-E-L Mondin. I'm going to say Smail. All right, whatever. Smail Mondin. Sure. He was arrested by Athens Clark County Police on July 10th, pleaded guilty to misdemeanor count of driving too fast for conditions, which makes it sound like you were going 65 in a 65, but yeah. It happened to be raining or snowing. And so you
down in Georgia,
little slick
snow.
There. Yeah. Here's what actually happened. If you don't remember this story, he's starting linebacker for Georgia. He was driving 70 in a 45 is what he was cited for. He and another car, one which was a Porsche. I don't think that's the one he was in. The one he was in was a like Dodge Challenger or something.
He was in a Charger.
Charger.
A black
that's right.
Charger.
Right.
And do you know the Porsche? It's a Panamera?
That's the four-door, I believe.
The four-door.
Yeah,
bigger,
I think that's the bigger,
okay.
Yeah.
It's the big looking.
Both of these are nice, powerful cars that can certainly go very fast.
Oh, absolutely.
But even if they're Honda Civics, if you're doing that speed limit, that's no good. Right? You're doing you're going past it like that's no good.
And if it's a 40-mile-an-hour zone, unless you're in some triple work zone like the freaking Pennsylvania Turnpike,
right?
You're on city streets.
Yeah, I know, but that part of Georgia,
there can be a little state road.
Well, there can be those divided highways where they go through a town and then maybe it is like 40, but it otherwise
and
is like a big...
It's a lower speed limit because there's some traffic
lights.
And
then it goes back up,
restaurants and shops and whatnot.
Right.
Yeah.
Still not good. In either case...
No, it's too fast. 20 is usually reckless, right?
Yeah. He and this other car... sped up at the same time. Police officers can only pull one of them over, so he does. The other car pulls up a little further and then stops, and the guy in that car comes back. Well, Smail Mondin is talking to the cop, and he says, hey, man, I was just driving a little fast. I wasn't racing. Cop said, you and the other guy sped up at the same time. And he goes, I don't know who that guy is. I have no idea who that was. I was just going a little fast myself. Can't help what that guy did, right? About that time, it's when his teammate walked up. DeMello Jones, freshman defensive back.
Oh, hey there, Smail. I got you there.
He walked up and the officer said, why are you coming up here to approach this traffic stop? He said, oh, well, I'm just checking on my teammate. You know, he plays for Georgia like we both do. And I just wish I could have been there to see it where upperclassman guy is like, shut up about knowing who I am. And then freshman guy's like, oh yeah, you mean my buddy who we were racing on the streets? Anyway,
and you know, he's really a good player at Georgia.
Get that right.
You know, he's a Georgia Bulldog football player. We're kind of big in this town, you know.
That's the Wet Bandits. Two words. Just making sure we know exactly
W-E-T.
Who we are.
Bandits.
Yeah, so that's, listen.
Shut up, Marv.
That would get you in trouble almost anywhere else. But
too good.
In Athens, Georgia, when that happens, you get a $500 reckless driving fine, and then you get to go through pretrial diversionary stuff. He's now learned it's not okay to race cars on the road. Don't forget, a Georgia staffer, am I wrong, was killed in an auto racing accident on the streets years ago?
Yeah, Jalen Carter was in one of the cars, of the top NFL draft picks recently. I'm just saying. Talk about the crapping is an epidemic here at the Fan. It's a more important epidemic with Georgia and bad driving. Because people can die there.
Yes, and that's something that has, unlike any of the other sports scandals we usually talk about, where there's cheating involved or recruiting stuff, it's not great. That's all bad in the sports world, but in the real world, does it really matter? No, I don't think it does. It might speak to your character as a person, but you could theoretically be a horrible cheater at sports and be a good person otherwise. When you're out there driving recklessly on the roads, you can actually kill someone. It has happened with Georgia football specifically. So I understand every player is not a hive mind person. Mm-hmm. It's not like one person is acting. You know what I mean? Like, these are all individuals who all make their own choices. But Georgia, your education on this is not going well. You are not doing a good job by helping players understand the severity of their acts and them getting off. This guy's probably going to start week one. Who do they play? Clemson? Probably going to play? You think Kirby Smart's going to punish one of his best players?
I don't know.
I'd be shocked
Slow
to see
down.
It. Doesn't seem like they seem to care much in Georgia about that, but if you can play football, that's all that matters.
It's not a rock concert.
What does Mike do when it's time to talk about the tip or the food? What does he typically do?
Do it.
Bye bye food. Damn, it's coming up next. It's Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
There's a 5-minute delay due to a disabled vehicle that's blocking the left lane on westbound 70 downtown near Livingston Avenue. It is stop and go from the 71 East split. We also have a 5-minute delay on westbound 670 between 71 and 315. This report is sponsored by Medical Mutual. Columbus seniors, make the right call for the right Medicare Advantage benefits. Go to medmutual.com/review now to schedule your free Medicare plan review with Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer. I'm Nicole for 97.1, the Fan traffic.
Yes, we tried unplugging and then plugging them back in. It didn't help. This is Man and Bone.
Hope your Monday's going well. Timmy Hall is in. Bodie is in. Mike and Ted are both off. That's all right. We are still going to do Jason's Beef coming up at 5:34. Jason Stark will join us to talk a little baseball. I was realizing as we were just turning the microphones back on, I forgot to find the Fat Boy Food tee-up music.
You.
So I will pull it up. I have it somewhere.
Come on.
Dude, I know.
It's 5 o'clock.
I should have had it
2 hours into the show.
I know.
It's the best part of the show. What are you sucking on over there? What are you drinking?
Oh.
A giant Mountain Dew? Say,
I'm not sucking on anything. This is lemonade. I mean, here's what it is.
Becoming best buds with Typhus, huh?
Now, here's what I do. So I love lemonade. Yes, I'm a big fan. But
gosh, how do you love lemonade?
I know, right? It's just one of the greatest inventions of all time. But I went to Sheetz earlier today and got a big like
lemonade?
Coke Zero. No, Coke Zero.
Oh.
Drank that, then reused the cup, filled it up with water here at the station, and then I have lemonade packets dump right in there.
Crystal
stir it up.
Light.
Beautiful. I'm not knocking it.
Is it Crystal Light or are you an off-brander?
Are you kidding? I'm not paying for Crystal Lights.
Kroger's brand.
Name brand. Yes, I'm getting Kroger brand.
Giant Eagles. Much,
or, yeah, whatever it's called. Great Value, I think. Is that Walmart?
Great Value. Boy, things will pick up for you soon, Bone.
I just can't. Why do I need to buy the brand? I argue with Melissa about the... Argue is the wrong word. I discuss this with Melissa vigorously from time to time. Why do we need to pay for someone else's brand when the food is all made at the same places? The Malto Meal people, they're making it the same way the Post people are. Who cares that it comes in a bag? Let's get the bag. It's like three times as much cereal for the same price.
What is the off-brand at Target? You said
I can see the packaging,
right.
And I can't remember the name of it.
Is it like Essentials or something?
It's something like
Target
that.
Essentials?
No, I have never understood why we... go out of our way on most things.
There are some
like Oreo where I of course am going to Oreos, but I've
agreed.
You know why? Because I've had the other and I didn't like it.
It's sucky.
You know what else about Oreos?
Well, you know
just
what?
While
too,
we're here,
say the thing about the cookies.
I was just going to say Hydrox is the off brand, quote unquote, the other brand. You know, Hydrox is older than Oreo.
That
Oreo,
makes sense.
Oreo ripped them off.
It's
made
a blast
it better.
From the past.
Made it better. I'm going to say.
Well, RC Cola is, I think, older.
Is that right?
Than Pepsi and Coke.
No, I don't
and
think,
I think
is
it,
that right?
It
we,
still
I
has,
know we did a game show on this,
did,
and I can't remember it now.
We looked at soda history or pop history,
but
whatever you want to call it.
There was something where Coke and Pepsi and RC Cola, it was like one guy made one, and then someone else was like, I don't like that. And they went and made the other, and then, yeah.
But RC still kind of has its place on a coolness factor. For being one of those retro sodas. And if you could get it in a glass bottle, who doesn't want to drink soda out of a glass bottle?
I know. But if I had a glass Coke or a glass RC Cola, I'm going Coke every time.
They have at the club. I could get you a membership if you need.
Thanks, Timmy.
They have I want to say it's a 36-pack of Mexican Cokes.
Oh, the glass bottle with the real sugar?
It's tempting.
Oh,
it's tempting.
Man.
I mean, what am I going to do in a 3-person family when we're trying to have our kid not just drown himself in sugar for the next time he goes to a dentist. What am I going to do bringing in a 36-pack of Mexican Cokes?
How are you going to fix that?
16-ounce bottles, I think. Like they're the big boys, I want to say.
Well, I remember when we went to Mexico when I was in high school. Must be nice. But we went there and we got Coke, and that was just that's just what was served. We didn't ask for Coke in a glass bottle. That was what you were given. And then they have all these places where as you're walking around, when you're done with it, you just drop it back in and you get a little bit back for it. And yeah, like that, I loved it since that day. And I didn't realize there was a difference that we were getting the sucrose or whatever, not the real sugar. I don't know the difference. Whatever it is they're putting in now in Coke, the Coke that we got in Mexico back then, it was better. And apparently that's what the glass bottle Coke still is, if you find that.
By the way, the generic brand for Target Foods.
Yes.
Market Pantry. Red and white.
Okay.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
And you know, I've seen this at Meijer's. I have seen that even the brand name, and it's easy there. It's just, usually it's got a white background and the red Meijer. Classic, right?
Yeah.
They have a sort of bougie generic brand now.
What's that called?
They make that like dark blue with gold lettering. That's Frederick Meijer. Yeah.
Yeah. But see, when I see that, I think of the jeweler.
That's the jeweler. Good penne pasta.
It's not spelled the same way, but it's Fred Meijer Jeweler.
Fred Meijer Jewelers
yeah. in town.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think when I see that. All right. We've already kind of done half of a Fat Boy food tip, but let's do it now. Fat Boy food tip!
Common Man and T-Bone have very little value, unless they're telling you about all the crap they can shove in your mouth so you can die quicker. It's time for Fat Boy food tip. Wait, how do you want me to say it? Tip! 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 This is dumb. I quit.
I just realized, whenever he does that Fat Boy food tip, like, if you don't check to make sure the volume's up, that's going to sound really stupid if you do that whole buildup and then nothing plays. Takes his life in his hands every time Mike does that. All right, so here's my Fat Boy food tip for you, and it's a bit of a concern. It is not airing of grievances, but it might as well be today. I got a text from Common Man over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Also found out that Max upstairs very adamantly ticked off about this, and that is our friends at McDonald's have messed with their app, have messed with one of the golden arches, golden deals that you could get on that fast food app.
Don't say it ain't so.
Bodie, are you aware
it ain't so
that we had been living in a time where you could log on to the McDonald's app, and if you had any meal or any food item, if it topped more than $5, you could get 20% off of whatever it was that you ordered. So if you ordered $6.50 worth of food, you get 20% off of that.
Hold on, Bone. Bodie, are you aware of McDonald's?
I am.
It's pretty good.
It's been a minute since I had it.
I bet it has. You're probably 6 years old.
I was completely unaware of that, though, Bone.
Yeah, so you could get 20% off.
Something new every day.
Right. And now we know why that is, right? Well, this is the same thing they do at Giant Eagle or Kroger, any of these places.
Kroger's.
Kroger's.
Eagles.
Right. Where you get your little membership card, it's free, you scan it, and suddenly the prices become magically back to what they should be, right?
It's great.
It's a way they get you to stay in their app, stay in their universe, and if you scan that thing, you get average regular prices. If you don't, you get slightly more inflated prices.
Sucker prices.
I don't like that, right?
Loser prices.
Well, McDonald's, we knew what the game was, so we started using the app, and there you go. You're 20% off, fine. Except here's the problem. Now, over the weekend, we found McDonald's has changed that from 20% off. You have to spend $10 at McDonald's before they're going to give you 20% off now. Now, for if you're always buying McDonald's for like you and someone or you and the family,
you'll
that's
go
not going to
work. Yeah, it's not going to. If
it's not going to affect
eating,
you,
you'll be fine.
But if you're like,
and get that deal,
me or Timmy or Common Man, where we'd like to go out to lunch and grab ourselves a little McDonald's, you know, for lunch.
Right.
That's not always tipping the $10. In fact, most times it's not. So now you're losing out on that 20%. So you're basically now having to pay the sucker price.
Right. Because sometimes
on their food.
Sometimes we're just getting first lunch or second lunch, and that might only be a double cheese, a small fry because it comes in the bag and not the box, which we've discussed. And yeah, then you're the Coke, which it's disappointing that they can't lock in that Coke at $1. They don't need to raise that to hit their margins. That's ridiculous. And just McDonald's, talking to you now. don't lose sight of who you are with your app friends. We got in this app.
Yeah.
Because we love you, okay?
Absolutely
right. We are in the party. We are mingling in the room.
I love
how we're by the punch bowl.
You're dancing with this, and I love it.
We are in your zone. We love you, so love us back.
That's right.
All right? Don't get cheap on us, Dotson. Just help us out a little bit. I'm looking at the deals right now. Not such bad stuff. We got a 50% off a 10-piece nugget. Anything that's up about 50% off, that's a good deal.
Yeah,
that's a deal.
They always tend to have something on the nuggets for, you know, the 10-piece nugget usually.
40% off the 20.
Oh, there you go.
And a free 10-piece nugget is in here right now.
Oh, okay.
That's always a good one when it's just free. Straight up free.
Now
that's probably, what do you think the regular price is on a 10-piece?
Oh,
with
it's
nothing, no frills.
It's over like $4, I want to say, for a 10-piece. It's, yeah.
Click on the order app. I'm going to find that out.
I have a theory on why they got rid of this 20% thing and made it over $10 before it kicked in. The reason is they have a little thing that we've talked about called the $5 meal deal. Mike brought this up the other day. The McDouble and the McChicken $5 meal deal. You get one of those sandwiches, then a drink, fries, and a 4-piece chicken nugget all for $5. Pretty good deal.
Listen,
that's reasonable.
That is.
But
that is.
When you get 20% off of that, Mike got one of those the other day for like $3.80 or something. Because there was some, I don't know, whatever the deal was, $4.99, whatever.
Yeah.
So I believe that's why they got rid of, I'm guessing that's why they got rid of this 20% thing until you get over $10. And I'm telling you, McDonald's, that's if you figure out that the $5 meal deal becomes like a $4 meal deal if you take 20% off, then that's just us doing math. You should allow that.
Yes.
You should not cut that out.
Let us.
Come on, Ray Kroc's ghost. Get with it. Let's go.
Do you know what the 10-piece nugget meal would be without anything?
Oh, I'm sure it's like $9.
$9.67.
Yeah.
$9.67.
I'm telling you. Like, what do you know? Just under the $10 threshold.
And you know what? This is what doesn't make sense.
So you got to upsize it. You got to do something to get the discount then.
So it's $4.89, for the 10-piece alone. But you can get a 20-piece regular price. Regular price 20-piece is $7.39. So why would I not just get the 20-piece, throw on a large fry? I mean, obviously, I'm doing this with the app because I'm going over that $10 thing, and that's what they want you to get in here so they can give you that deal. But still, it seems to me you're just better off getting the 20-piece nugget and sharing it because the Cokes are still relatively cheap. Did you know there's a 40 as well?
I was not aware. I guess the 40, I'd like to think that's a single serve, but I'm guessing what do they do? They just punch you in the face if you come in as one person and say, yeah, I'm going to eat all 40 of these nuggets. Because, you know, usually on the 10-piece even, sometimes they will kind of hint at like, well, not the 10-piece. They have a meal where you get the 20-piece and two fries and two drinks. And they're like, because, you know, you're going to share this 20-piece with somebody else. It's like, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yes, I am, McDonald's. Sure. Wink, wink.
Yeah.
But in reality, you're not. And the 40-piece.
Now we're talking.
I think the 40-piece.
That's shared.
No judgment. If you go get a 40-piece and you house that, it's not my call. I let you live. On a given day, I might be able to do that.
40-piece nugget, one large drink, one large fry.
Oh.
There you go.
It's your
meal.
I am ashamed to say it, but I'll say it anyway. I have gone into a pizza place, ordered a large pizza, and then when they're like, do you want any plates or napkins? I was like, yeah, one plate and napkin would be great for me because I'm going to eat this whole thing. That's my meal.
Why go to Hyde Park when there's a 40-piece nugget for $14.28 out there?
Exactly.
You get a large fry.
Why would you ever do that?
$18.
You're exactly right. We'll take a break. Come back. Mike Francesa has thoughts about the Hawk Tua girl. She was in a sports thing. We'll talk about what the sports thing was coming up next. Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
We've got some slower traffic on eastbound 161 between Little Turtle Way and New Albany Road. And we also have a 5-minute delay on southbound 315 between 670 East and Town Street. This report is sponsored by Ohio Laborers and Ohio Lesset. Ohio Laborers would like to congratulate Member of the Week David Bollinger. Laborers Local 639 Marietta. David is an 8-year journeyman member working on Willow Island Lock and Dam. Build Ohio right, build a union. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Jen.
No Desmond Howard death wishes since 2012. This is Man and Bone.
Don't forget, you can always find our podcast wherever you search for podcasts. Just look for Man and Bone. Probably Common Man and T-Bone is the better search term there. I don't know what Man and Bone brings up, but Common Man and T-Bone will definitely find us. You can hit subscribe or follow or like or whatever your podcast app does. All that, of course, brought to you by our friends at Care Heating and Cooling, and we appreciate them for that. But yeah, that's if you're not watching on the YouTube stream, if you're not listening live, if you're not listening on the Fan app, that is yet another way to get our, whatever you call this crap that we do every day from 3 to 6, you can hear it and listen to it right there on your device.
Absolutely.
Free of charge.
They're in YouTube Music, too, so that's good.
That's right. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's
just another platform.
Another place where you get podcasts.
We need to make sure that the podcasts are getting uploaded there. So
well, we're going everywhere, baby.
Yeah.
We're going everywhere. So apparently Mike Francesa, I keep forgetting that he's still around because he does his own.
Your guy.
Well, yeah, but he left WFAN many years ago.
So?
New York radio station, the home of sports radio, WFAN. It was the first all sports show, all sports station in America.
The big one.
And he was one of the guys who helped start that station.
Mike and the Mad Dog.
Yeah. So the Mets have not been doing well. Okay. The Mets have been bad. They have had some awful losses of late. Though, I mean, the season was going well for them. It's not going as good now. And unfortunately, they had a bad loss in which one Haley Welch threw out the first pitch. Haley Welch is the girl that you may have heard was the Hawk Tua girl who got very famous, obviously, for saying the phrase Hawk Tua on the street.
Spit on that thang.
Yeah, she
with
never
an A.
She wasn't known as the spit on that thang girl. She was the Hawk Tua girl, but whatever. Either way, she threw out the first pitch at a Mets game. Now, I saw this and thought, that's not surprising. I'm sure everyone's looking for viral moments. They're looking for reasons to get people who have followings or who are known in the media. Major League Baseball is not above this, right? They're just trying to get viral moments like everybody else. Good, bad, or otherwise, that's the game. People do it. But the New York media had a huge problem with this. I believe it was Newsday was writing about Hawk to a girl throwing out the first pitch. And they said something to the effect of, we are told we can't say what she's famous for in these printed pages.
Right.
Their editorial standards would not let them say.
We're not allowed to even say her name.
Right. And then you had some New York radio personalities who said, this is abysmal. She's not a celebrity. How dare you? All these other things. Don't you know what she's known for? She's known for talking about, pleasure, shall we say, in an adult form. That's what she's known for. And I find all that interesting. Mike Francesa, of course, strikes me as the type of guy who would be offended by this. But he went on a major rant about it, Timmy. And I guess here's my question to you. Not that I'm defending the Mets at all in this, but couldn't we make the case that at one point in her career, Kim Kardashian became known as a celebrity in part because of what reason?
Mm-hmm.
Before she had Keeping Up with the Kardashians, before any of that stuff happened, she was famous in part because her dad was part of a murder trial. And then she was on video. Was it not Ray J, I believe, was the guy she was having sex with?
I think that's the one. I don't have an encyclopedic knowledge of sex tapes in Hollywood.
I do.
But
so it's right there between Pam and Tommy's.
Well, I actually have an internet website that rivals against Mr. Skin, who, catalogs everything
Mr.
in movies
Skin.
And TV shows. And I just do celebrity sex tapes. I know.
You have a Mr. Skin account? Must be nice. Look at that.
Did you have to get an account?
I have no idea. I don't know. I know that guy
was that back in the day? Did we just go on that site willy-nilly, zipping around? I bet we did. There were no firewalls. It's just, hey, come on in. Get that cartoon logo at the top.
The idea that, by the way, that Mr. Skin guy, he used to go on tons of radio stations, and he would tell, you don't know what Mr. Skin was. This guy would tell people when the nude scenes were in movies. That
the
was
the exact second.
He made a
website
where he would tell you the time stamp of all the, so depending on your movie, you might have like 2 seconds of nudity, or it might be hours depending on what the movie is.
Right. So when you were of my era, you would type in Wild Things and then it would tell you about
yes,
Neve Campbell
Wild
and Denise
Things.
Richards.
That was, for its time, groundbreaking. I mean, was it not, Timmy? Groundbreaking stuff.
Oh my God.
Right. So back to Hawk Tua girl. She got the entire media world worked up in New York. And I just think that's a big deal about nothing. I've actually seen her. She's gone on some different podcasts now. They had one. She was on with, another comedian whose name I'm blanking on, but she used to have a TV show on NBC. This woman did. Anyway, they're doing an interview, and it was actually pretty funny. She was holding her own with the comedian, and I thought, all right, she's got some comedy chops too.
I would think so. Let because she's unhinged enough to say that in the first place. She has to have a pretty outgoing personality. Does she not?
Yeah.
I mean, she clearly has less stage fright than our gal who, you know, went up with Blink 182 last week.
Yeah. I think, for sure.
Look, everybody is allowed to have their opinion about what their line is and what is too much sexy talk or whatever. Clearly, it's time and place, right? And I think she could probably gather what type of show she was being asked a question for.
Yeah.
It's like, has anyone ever seen the one show on HBO that's called Real Sex? And then they do those street
scenes. Yes, they talk
about
that stuff. They talk about that
stuff. It's a show, right? And if you're over 18, whatever, okay, it's perfectly legal. You could be on the show. You could answer a question. Everybody does it, right? At some point in time.
I mean, they let you get Academy Awards if you do a nude scene, right? They let you get Academy Awards if you do a sex scene.
God.
So, like, the argument that has been made, like, Mike Francesa's on, like, how do you explain this to children? I mean,
I don't know.
What are you doing?
I don't know. They're going to live and breathe in this world, right?
First of all, do you
explain it if they're a certain age, and then if they are, you do.
I mean, I've been to many Major League Baseball games. My kids have seen first pitches thrown out. I don't recall ever once the kids saying to me, turning and going, Dad, specifically, why did they pick this person? Give me their entire resume and tell me why it matters. Go. Like, that's never happened. If anything, they've said, oh, that's cool. How do you get to throw out a first pitch? And I say, oh, I guess you got to be famous enough. And then that's it. And then we move on. But you could also say, I don't know. If they ask you, why is Hawk Tua girl throwing out a first pitch? You could go, I don't know. I don't know who she is. I have no idea. Even if you do. You can actually say that to your kids and they'll believe you,
Dad,
and you can move on with your life.
How is Megan Thee Stallion fitting into those pants? Right. Kramer?
Listen.
They're painted on.
I'm just pointing out to Mike Francesa and everybody else worked up about this that maybe, not everything is that big of a
deal. Let's ask Jason Stark about it.
Sure. I want to do two whole segments, actually. We're going to keep him over another segment and just talk Hawk Tua with him. I do think Mike Francesa probably is more adamant. He's more aggravated about the way they lost than he is about Hawk Tua girl. I'm quite sure, but whatever. This is where the state of media is in New York.
You didn't give me any Francesa.
I gave you a little bit.
You didn't give me enough.
I got to tell you, Timmy. I never Hawk Tua'd, all right? Okay? I don't even know what that means.
I don't even know what
a Hawk Tua does.
When are you going to lighten up, Mike?
Who's Hawk Tua?
When are you going to lighten up, Mike?
You know what? If she ain't going to hawk to her, I ain't going to talk to her. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, real original, Mike.
I came up with that myself.
God, you're a dinosaur.
I said that before they put it on the internet.
You're a dinosaur. This is why you're not on the fan anymore.
Kevin in Long Beach, how you doing? Go ahead. I don't know why he's taking a call from California, Long Beach, but whatever.
Long Island is what I meant. Just go with your Yonkers.
That's enough of that. All right, Jason's beef is next. It's Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
You're looking at a 10-minute slowdown on northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and 11th Avenue. And we also have slow-moving traffic on eastbound 33 between 270 Southeast and Ebright Road. This report is sponsored by Z-Bart. Tough roads demand tougher protection. Shield your vehicle's underside with genuine Z-Bart undercoating from $299 and fortify your truck bed against scratches, impacts, and dents with Rhino Lining Spray-On Bedliner starting at $499. Z-Bart, your vehicle's best defense. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
He likes baseball. He likes solar eclipses. He likes Shohei Ohtani. But he loves roast beef sandwiches. It's time for Jason's Beef with everyone's favorite baseball writer, podcaster, author, and former mustache owner, Jason Stark.
Sponsored by Logan AC and Heat Services.
Don't go through another air conditioner breakdown.
For fast, friendly service, call the experts at Logan Services now for a free estimate
and next day air installation.
Every single Monday, we talk to our guy, the legend, the Hall of Famer, probably holding a sack of roast beefs in his hand right now. He is Jason Stark, joining us on the Bryan Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Jason, how you doing, man? Is he there? Oh, where'd Jason go? There he is.
There
Jason,
he
can
is.
You hear me, Jason?
Hey!
We'll get him in a second.
Sounds
He's
very
there.
Phone call-y,
he
doesn't
sounded
it?
There.
Yeah.
Sounded like maybe we just hit a bad cell with him. That's fine.
Hear the hissing of a phone call going on right there. Yeah.
We have lots to get to with him, not involving throwing out first pitches, though we may ask him about a first pitch too, because he wrote an article this week, and you can go read it. It's out there that I'm excited to talk about because it's a guy, there's a story out there in Major League Baseball with a player who is going to not totally break the rules of physics, but break kind of the rules of what we thought was possible for a ball player.
Right. These things are, we never think that something new can happen in baseball.
And yet it always does.
Because we've been
playing
the game forever, but yet there's always something.
Jason Stark should be joining us now. Jason, you there?
I am. I don't know what happened, but good to talk to you guys.
It's the foil from those roast beef sandwiches. It does sometimes interfere with the phone signal, so it's okay. We got it.
Yeah. It's all good. I noticed that. Exactly.
So let's talk about Danny Jansen, who's going to not break the laws of physics, but do something that most people would say is impossible, which is to play for two baseball teams in one baseball game. Explain to people how this is going to work.
Yeah, well, we hope he's going to do that, but let me explain how this could be possible. 7 weeks ago, last week of June, the Blue Jays were playing a game in Fenway Park. Danny Jansen was batting for the Blue Jays. He was down on the count 0-1, and then it started to rain. They stopped the game. They suspended the game. The game has not been finished yet. That'll happen next Monday. But in between that moment and this moment, Danny Jansen got traded from the team he was playing for to the team he was about to play for, the Red Sox, right?
So wow.
Because of that, he's not going to finish that at bat. Okay, that's for sure. The rules will not allow him.
I just want to say,
batting for the Blue Jays.
How awesome it would be if he did and just wildly swung at anything that was thrown at him. But then also, he's a catcher, right? So he would have to catch his own at bat, theoretically.
Yeah, so he's going to have to be replaced in the game, and somebody will come in to hit for him. Meanwhile, though, the guy who was catching for the Red Sox at the time isn't on their team anymore, so the Red Sox need a catcher. Are we making sense of this?
Oh, yeah.
So Danny Jansen could bat and catch in the same at-bat. Needless to say, this has never happened for good reason. It should be impossible.
We're not even talking about playing in the same game. We're talking about hitting and catching in the same at bat.
That's exactly right. And you know, it could have been even better. It's an 0-1 count. If he'd been thrown one more pitch before the rain came, and it was a 2-strike count, then it would have been possible for the Blue Jays to put in a pinch hitter who then struck out, and Danny Jansen could have struck out for the Blue Jays while he was catching for the Red Sox and caught his own third strike. And if he had dropped it and then picked it up and tagged him, he could have theoretically tagged himself.
I want to say Einstein is rolling over in his grave right now because pretty much it's quantum mechanics that you just described there, or quantum physics rather. So there you
go. This is like Chris Nolan should direct a movie with some of this stuff in it.
Exactly right.
I thought maybe it was more like a Brockmire plot, you know, but yeah that would work.
Sure.
That works great. And, you know, I've been thinking about this ever since he got traded, of course, and I talked to him about it. But in the back of my mind, I had this recollection that somebody had done it once in the minor leagues. And so for like 3 days, I tried calling minor league historians, Googling this thing, going through my own notes, because I remember kind of writing about it for Baseball America once upon a time. And I finally found this guy. It was a guy named Dale Holman, who in 1986 started a game playing for Syracuse in the International League. And then by the time the game got finished, he was with Richmond. And so he wound up not just playing for both those teams in the same game, he got a hit for both teams in the same game and drove in the winning run against the team he was playing for at the end of the game. I tracked this guy down. And let me tell you something. It's been almost 40 years. He's pretty proud of that. It's a pretty cool feat to have happen. He's I said, are you excited that Danny Jansen could join you in this club? And he said, he can't join me. He didn't get a hit.
That's good.
Do what I did. He can play for three teams in one day.
That is too good. Jason Stark is with us here on Man and Bone on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. A few of us here at the station have had the sickness the last 6 months or so, and it's called Mitchell and Ness. We will go to this website. We will drop hundreds of dollars on retro gear. And I know you being around the game as long as you have been, you've got to appreciate certain baseball logos. My friend took a trip to Canada, and he was saying, you know, when he was up in Montreal, he loved seeing all the Montreal Expos hats that were still around. I said, yes, that's a beautiful logo. What are like two or three of your favorite logos, either past or present?
Wow, that's a great question. I should tell you that I have a like this great romantic fondness for the Expos. And one of my prized possessions is a Yuppie card. Do you know who Yuppie was, Tim?
No.
Yuppie was the fabulous mascot for the Expos.
Okay.
And he had a unique shtick to him. Like one of the things he would do is kind of like pounce around on the dugout and go sliding from one end of the dugout to the other. And one day he was doing this on top of the Dodgers dugout, and Tommy Lasorda got so furious he had Yuppie ejected. So that wasn't good. and then they had another thing they used to do in this place where on the scoreboard, every time a pitcher made a move to first base, they would put a chicken on the scoreboard. You get it? Like if you're throwing to first base, you're chicken, you're afraid of the base runner. So they put up a chicken, and then an image of Yuppie would bounce across the scoreboard. And Jim Deshays once, you know, the great Cubs broadcaster, when he was pitching for the Astros, he noticed he'd made a couple of moves to first, and they had two chickens up there, and he thought, you want to see some chickens? I'll show you some chickens. So he made 14 moves to first, and they had to find a way to put 14 chickens plus Yuppie on the scoreboard. And I know I digress totally here.
No, I actually enjoy the fact, but I like it when someone looks at the scoreboard and is like, you know what, it's the middle of the summer. This game is kind of going the way it's going. I'm going to make the scoreboard operator
really
have some work to do.
So Yuppie just transitioned to be the Canadiens mascot.
That's,
who we just sent
exactly
Patrick Laine to today. That's what that is. The big orange fuzzy dude.
Yeah. Right. The Canadians, Les Canadians, rescued him and made him their mascot. And one of the great YouTube videos that you can watch is A Day in the Life of Yuppie. I can't recommend it highly enough.
Okay.
You know what? That's speaking of having like a guy play for two teams in one game, that's pretty unique. How many you're not the mascot historian, Jason. I know this, but like, I wonder how many mascots ever went from one franchise in a city and then were like, oh, that franchise is gone now, or they moved? Well, I'll just
come on over.
I'm going to learn how to skate and just go do the hockey thing now. Let's do this hockey.
The Philly Fanatic could do that. He's like, oh, he would be open for biz, right?
Yeah, but Jason's got Gritty down there. The Flyers aren't going to take Philly Fanatic. They've got Gritty. See, they've already got that.
Yeah, and I don't think the Eagles are interested. Not that the Fanatic's going anywhere. I'm pretty sure he's got a lifetime contract, but this is an excellent question.
Yeah.
This is the kind of thing that would keep me up at night.
Well, you know what? That can be homework.
Has any mascot been a mascot for two teams?
I'd say that can be homework for next week.
Well, and the question on it too. And the question you avoided, which was logos. So come back next week and have your five favorite logos, which you totally avoided.
I could do that. I'll write a term paper on logos.
Yeah.
I promise.
There you go. He is the Hall of Famer, Jason Stark, on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Jason, we appreciate it. We'll talk next week, okay?
Always fun, guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. All right. Well, you know what's next. Back Page is next. We're almost done. It's Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
You should watch out for an accident that's on the left shoulder if you're on southbound 71 on the north side after Spring Street. And we have a 5-minute delay on eastbound 70 on the east side between James Road and 270. This report is sponsored by Discover. Time with family, laughs with friends, and cash back? Discover's got you covered on the last one. That's because Discover doubles all the cash back you've earned on your credit card at the end of your first year with cash back match. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Has your mom ever saved anything disgusting?
Oh, yeah.
Yours?
Yes.
What?
I didn't know this was, I think I've said this on the air. I didn't know that parents don't save teeth. Like, my mom has all the teeth. When they all fell out of my head, she's got them. I don't know if she has all of them, like, in order, like a collection where they're, like, filed that way. But I know she saved all the teeth because I guess she got them back from the tooth fairy. However that works, she got them back, and then that's what happened.
I got another story for you. Now that I look back at the neighborhood that I grew up in, it was a weird neighborhood.
Well, let's remind people of Muggsy's Leaper.
Muggsy's Leaper. We had the lady down the street who had a little dog,
mm-hmm.
and she would play with its
leaper,
she would call it.
Mm-hmm.
He likes it.
It's like, I bet he does, lady.
But this is abnormal behavior.
That doesn't mean it's okay. That's bad.
So we got tonsils in the jar. We also had a kid that I was friends with that lost a tooth.
Mm-hmm.
And the dog presumably ate the tooth.
Okay.
Okay. This friend was so devastated that the tooth fairy was not going to come.
Oh, right.
I mean,
of course.
The tooth fairy, you don't have the tooth.
How are you? Yeah.
Tooth fairy's not going to come.
Yeah.
So desperate that he went through the dog's poop.
Oh, no.
To retrieve the tooth.
Oh, no.
What's that? A kernel of corn? Nope. Not what I want. Back into the poop. It's amazing
you gotta
that
step
I'm
as
not
a parent.
In an asylum.
Don't you have to?
Isn't it?
I don't know how. Yeah, you're right. I don't know. Because between that and your human interactions that you have when you leave this place and you walk out of here, you see the craziest stuff. I am surprised you're not in
it is fitting.
An asylum.
It is
of some
fitting
kind.
That I have people coming up to me just randomly, gas station, grocery store, and their new thing is just coming up to me going,
I like it. That's right. That's good.
What did that person do?
We've gotten, I mean, we had all the flap and chip and dip.
I still get that on occasion. I get the my guy on occasion.
You're getting the that's good. The mini lawnmower is what we should call that.
A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.